time to lose their position in the field for today's ceremonial first pitches, brought to you by National Grid. Fans, please first welcome a dear friend of the Brooklyn Cyclones organization, who has spent the last 8 years with us here on Coney Island. Most recently, he was director of partnership development and special events. Bringing out to our former Cyclone broadcaster, Keith Brad, will be called to the pros this year. He will serve as director of PR for the Mets as he runs last day pro ceremonial first pitch. Please welcome the man, the myth, the legend, Tommy Cardona! Best of luck, Tommy. Hail and farewell, sir.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field, line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky. 1-0. Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam, home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone!
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
It's a beautiful day for some Saturday afternoon baseball on historic Coney Island today. The Brooklyn Cyclones welcome the Aberdeen Ironbirds to Maimonides Park, aiming to snap a two-game skid. Hello and welcome, suspended high above home plate alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Maybe the best weather day for baseball so far this year for the Cyclones as they try to get back in the win column. Two straight losses for Brooklyn against Aberdeen after the Clones took the first two games of this series on Tuesday and Wednesday night. The Ironbirds responded, and well, responded in a big way with wins on Thursday and Friday evening. Most recently, a 10-3 victory for Aberdeen a night ago, a game that was really, well, to be frank, over before it even got started. 5-0 in the first inning. Brooklyn starter Cam Foster chased out of that ball game after only pitching two-thirds of that first inning. Kevin Parada and Chase Estep did leave the ballpark for Brooklyn, but at the end of the day, it was the Ironbird bats, Justin, that did enough to get the victory.
Yeah, 10 runs on 10 hits last night for Aberdeen's offense, and a lot of different players with multi-hit games. Jackson Holliday, Silas Ardoin, Frederick Bencosme had a big impact in his first game back in the lineup for Aberdeen, had not played very much at all during the early going in this series. So the Aberdeen offense continuing to roll. Max Costas, a guy who missed the first couple weeks or so of the season, played a week in Delmarva before joining the Ironbirds, has just been a lethal force in their lineup. Two home runs the other night, a grand slam to really put an emphasis on this game yesterday, but the Aberdeen offense clicking on all cylinders right now, even without Judd Fabian in the lineup for them yesterday. So an important day for Yoandir Suarez and the Brooklyn pitching staff to just try and right this ship. The pitching staff had been so good over the course of the last 2-3 weeks. So trying to recalibrate their engines and get things back to where they should be.
You mentioned Judd Fabian. He does rejoin this Aberdeen lineup today, batting third and playing center field. We'll get you your full starting lineups coming up shortly on our Cyclone pregame show. But yeah, Justin, you hit the nail on the head. Costas, 4-for-10 since joining the Aberdeen ranks, and 3 of his 4 hits have left the ballpark. So Costas enjoying his time here in Brooklyn, to say the least. On the flip side for the Cyclones, mentioned the two home runs yesterday. Kevin Parada with a solo shot. Chase Estep, a 2-run blast. Parada, in particular, someone who has really been tearing the cover off the ball. Number 3 prospect in the Mets organization. And last night, his second long ball of the 2023 campaign. He's got a 5-game hit streak going. He was a home run shy of the cycle on Tuesday. Just complete and utter control of the zone right now for the catcher.
Yeah, absolutely. And Parada playing some of the best baseball he's played so far in his young pro career. 5-game hitting streak coming into play here today. Has been tearing the cover off the ball. 7 for his last 20. But I think what's most important in that stretch, 7 for his last 20 during this 5-game hitting streak, 6 of those 7 hits have gone for extra bases, four doubles, a triple, a home run. You throw in the three RBIs and three runs scored. And Cyclones shuffling up their lineup a little bit today. Won't have Stanley Consuegra or William Lugo hitting behind him. It'll be Palmer and then Ramirez today, so we'll see how that lineup situates itself for the Cyclones. But you knew it was just a matter of time for Kevin Parada to find his rhythm offensively, especially with his batting average. And Cyclone fans, Met fans, and Oriole and Aberdeen fans are seeing that live and in color throughout the course of the week. And couldn't ask for Parada to come into minor league baseball's free game of the day any hotter than he is right now.
Parada, one of the focal points, of course, of this Brooklyn offense so far in the early stages of this season tonight, batting second and doing the catching. We'll get you today's pitching matchup. For Brooklyn, it's Yoander Suarez. The right-hander gets the nod from manager Chris Newell. Suarez, 4 1/3 innings of three-run ball last time we saw him at Jersey Shore, a 4-3 Brooklyn win. He does carry an ERA of 6.5 into today's contest. It's a bit inflated, though, perhaps a little misleading, because he did allow 5 earned runs back on April the 12th in his only relief appearance of the season thus far. But ever since Suarez has joined the ranks of this Brooklyn starting rotation, he has looked pretty darn solid, and today his third start of the 2023 season. And opposing him for Aberdeen, it's another right-hander, Alex Pham, 5'11", 165, from Union City, California, an 18th round selection by the Baltimore organization in the 2021 draft out of the University of San Francisco. So it's Suarez versus Pham, Brooklyn versus Aberdeen in game 5 of 6 of this set here from Maimonides Park. We'll take a short break on our Cyclone Radio Network. Come back with your starting lineups before first pitch between the Cyclones and the Ironbirds.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Back on our Cyclones pregame show, Johnny Gadamowicz getting you set for first pitch between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Before we get you on your way with Justin Rock for the play-by-play, let's get you tonight's starting lineups. First, for Robert Mercado's 9-14 Aberdeen Ironbirds, who are without two of their main contributors today, Silas Ardoin and Dylan Beavers, who hit third and fourth in the lineup for Aberdeen yesterday, each of them a day off. So a new-look Aberdeen lineup, but a potent one nonetheless for a team that comes in at 9-14 on the season. Max Wagner leads off and plays third base. Then Jackson Holliday plays shortstop and hits second. Judd Fabian back in the lineup for the Birds today. He bats third, playing center field after the day off yesterday. Adam Retzbach didn't play yesterday either, but he is back in there, catches and cleans up. Frederick Bencosme had himself a nice evening on Friday. A pair of hits, a pair of RBIs as well. He plays second base. The hottest hitter in this Aberdeen lineup right now is Max Costas. He bats sixth, the designated hitter. Costas, who carries three home runs over his last two games into today's battle, including a grand slam yesterday, part of a five-run Aberdeen first inning. Then Isaac De Leon hits seventh, playing first. Another guy who was not in the lineup for Aberdeen yesterday, but De Leon back in there batting seventh and playing first. Then Isaac Bologna out in left hitting eighth. Luis Valdez rounds out the order, batting ninth in right field. Again, Wagner at third, Holliday at short, Fabian in center, Retzbach the catcher, Bencosme the second baseman, Costas the DH, the heart of this Aberdeen order, with De Leon, Bologna, and Valdez rounding out the nine at first, left, and right, respectively. Now for the 8-13 Brooklyn Cyclones, Cesar Berbessi back in the lineup leading off, playing shortstop, Kevin Parada catching his second, Jalen Palmer straight away in center batting third, Alex Ramirez, William Lugo, Omar De Los Santos, Justin Guerrera, Warren Saunders, and Joe Swazi rounding out the Brooklyn batting order. We will get you the rest of that defensive alignment for Brooklyn as we progress into this first inning. But first, a short break as our national anthem about to get underway here from Maimonides Park. Thanks for tuning in to the Cyclone pregame show. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Go
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back out to Maimonides Park on Coney Island alongside Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock. Yoander Suarez warming up on the mound, getting ready for first pitch. A beautiful day here on Coney Island. Right now, the temperature at 69 degrees, feels like 81 in the sunshine. That is how beautiful it is right now on Coney Island. Quick look again at Aberdeen starting nine for those of you that missed it when Johnny gave it on the pregame show a few moments ago. Max Wagner leads off at third. Jackson Holliday, one of the stars everyone watching today on Minor League Baseball's free game of the day, batting second at short. Judd Fabian back in the lineup today. He'll bat third at center. Adam Retzbach behind the plate. He is in the cleanup spot. Frederick Bencosme bats fifth at second. Max Costas, three homers in this series, hits sixth and DHs. Isaac De Leon was scratched from the lineup last night, batting seventh at first. Isaac Bologna, the eight hitter in left, and Luis Valdez bats ninth. He is in right. Yoander Suarez getting ready to take the hill for Brooklyn today, standing 6'3", 253 pounds, 23 years old, from Cumana, Venezuela. Wagner ready, Suarez ready. The windup, our first pitch of the afternoon, hits Wagner in the left shoulder. Well, that was an inauspicious start. 2:01 Eastern time, and Wagner a little shaken up, as you might imagine. We saw quite a few bumps and bruises in yesterday's ball game. Alex Ramirez and Max Costas both got hit in the helmet with pitches. Kevin Parada had a ball fouled off him. That shook him up. Training staff not coming out to take a look at Wagner. But a painful beginning to a Saturday afternoon for one of the Orioles' top prospects. So, here is Jackson Holliday. Holliday had a couple of hits last night. Off to a marvelous start with Aberdeen. His 9-4-30, 2.73 average, a homer, and two RBIs. One on, nobody out. Suarez now from the stretch. And his first pitch to Holliday, a fastball high at 92. And the count is 1-0. Suarez making his fourth appearance and third start, 0-1. A 6.55 ERA, a lot of those numbers inflated after a relief outing against Winston-Salem to start his season. 1-0, and this nearly hits Holliday in the legs all the way to the backstop. Parada able to pick it up, but a wild pitch allows Wagner to take second. And an inauspicious continuation to the start of this game for Yoander Suarez. Suarez coming into play tonight. Last two times out, 9 1/3 innings, just 3 earned runs. And 10 strikeouts on 6 hits as Holliday swings away after 3 straight missed. And fouls it back, it is 2-1. Suarez overall this year for the Cyclones. 11 strikeouts, 8 walks in 11 innings, 9 hits allowed. A .231 opponent batting average. Wagner at second, nobody out. The 2-1 hits the outside corner with a fastball. 93 that time from Suarez. It is 2-2. Umpiring crew today behind the plate calling balls and strikes. It is Christian Argueza with Stephen Craze on the bases. A look towards second. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Jackson Holliday down swinging. Beautiful bounce back from Yoander Suarez to strike out the number one pick in last year's draft.
And very impressive from Suarez, who isn't particularly a huge punch-out guy coming into today's contest, 11 strikeouts in 11 innings, but a good breaking ball to get one of baseball's top prospects there.
Suarez will toss that ball out of play. Touched his mouth while he was standing on the rubber. And that's what Stephen Craze explaining to him right now. You see Craze motion with the hand to his mouth. Parada was going to go out to help explain. But Suarez gets the message. Still a rule players are getting used to. Saw that enacted a heck of a lot more last season. Continuing over into 2023. Judd Fabian didn't play yesterday. Gets the start in center today. And he takes a strike from Suarez. It is 0-1. Fabian on the season, hitting at 250, 3 homers, 13 RBIs, a 720 OPS. Wagner was hit by a pitch. He is at second with one out. The 0-1 from Yoander outside. Reeled in by Parada in the lefty box. It is 1-1. Defensively behind Suarez this afternoon. Left to right in the outfield. Alex Ramirez getting the start in left. Second time he's made a start there this series. Jalen Palmer in center. Omar De Los Santos in right. Stanley Consuegra the afternoon off. The 1-1. A little bit low. It is two balls and one strike. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. High watermark for Suarez velocity-wise so far. Third to first around the infield. William Lugo. Cesar Berbessi, Justin Guerrera, and Warren Saunders. Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate as Fabian laid on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-2. Blue skies up above here on Coney Island today. A couple of scattered mashed potato-looking clouds hanging up above. The 2-2 runner breaks for third. A ground ball to short. That'll advance the runner. Berbessi gobbles it up. Low throw. And Saunders couldn't make the backhanded pick. And safe at first base, Fabian. Wagner moves to third. Would have anyway, regardless if that play was made cleanly. And Aberdeen with men at the corners and one out. There'll be an error on Saunders, unable to reel in the short hop throw. So Fabian able to beat it out. And now runners at the corners for Adam Retzbach. Retzbach did not play last night, had the evening off, hitting .235 in 14 games. He takes outside and low. It's 1-0. Retzbach, a homer, 6 RBIs, 710 OPS, out of Lehigh in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. As some sort of miscommunication. Victor Ramos coming out. Some sort of issue with Yoander Suarez, and Ramos is about as animated as we've seen him during the course of a game this year. Ramos quite boisterous with the second base umpire craze. Chris Newell coming out to try and reel Ramos in and pick up the conversation. You see Ramos using his hands and arms to show to the umpire his frustration. Suarez and Parada standing side by side towards the first base side of the mound. He saw Craze talk to Suarez earlier about going to his hand while standing on the rubber. I don't know if that was more of a language barrier issue, although Suarez's English is pretty good. Not sure exactly what the hang-up was between Craze and Suarez, Ramos, and the Cyclones.
Either way, we haven't seen Ramos that hot all year.
I think they called an automatic ball. That is part of the reason why. After Suarez went to his hand again. So it's 2-0 on Retzbach, not 1-0. And he takes up and in right by his elbow. It's 3 balls and no strikes.
Not what you want to see, particularly in the first inning. Suarez just trying to establish some sense of rhythm. Men on the corners, only one out, and not what you need if you're Yoander.
Throw back to first, and Suarez stepped off, and that's a balk. You step off and feign a throw over to first. You got to throw the ball. You can't hold on to it. And so a balk allows Wagner to score to second Fabian, and Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. Just a mental lapse there for a moment by Suarez, clearly still frustrated by what had happened a few moments earlier. A 3-0 outside for ball four. So Retzbach is on with a walk. Aberdeen has had 3 base runners today without a base hit. A hit batter, an error, and a walk. A 1-0 lead, and Victor Ramos out to have a conversation with Suarez is now crazed looking at something inside Suarez's hat behind the pitcher's mound towards second base.
So this now...
Now
this,
looking at his glove?
Yeah.
Is this a... Whatever it was, crazed took a peek at Suarez's mitt, Suarez's cap, and then started walking off towards Judd Fabian at second base. So whatever Craze was looking for, he didn't find. And not exactly the way the Cyclones had hoped to start the top half of the first inning. After giving up five runs in the first yesterday evening, and their starting pitcher lasting just two-thirds of a frame because of an elevated pitch count.
Second straight game where Aberdeen has had three of the first four batters of the ballgame reach base safely.
That's a big reason why Aberdeen has been able to come away with convincing victories each of the last 2 days. Combined score of 19-3 after Brooklyn really frustrated the Aberdeen offense each of the first two games in this series. Ironbirds scored just five runs the first 2 days here in Brooklyn, 19 the last two. Brings up Frederick Bencosme, made his first appearance in the series yesterday and fouls the first pitch back today. It is 0-1. Bencosme in his 17th game this year, hitting .193, 11 for 57, no homers, 8 RBIs. 636 OPS, one of the Orioles' top 30 farmhands, as Bencosme out in front of a changeup. Suarez able to pull the string. It is 0-2. 3-15 down the left field line here on Coney Island. 4-12 to the batter's eye in center. And 3-25 down the line in right as time called it home by Bencosme. American flag out in straightaway center, blowing from right to left as it generally does off the Atlantic Ocean. That's why Chase Estep's home run to right was so impressive yesterday. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball hangs high. And the count 1-2. We'll have to go and double check, but I'm fairly confident. There hasn't been a ton of home runs hit here this year. And that was the first one hit out to right this season. Runners take their leads off first and second, the 1-2. Inside and low by the shoe tops. And it's two balls and two strikes.
At least from a Cyclone standpoint, that was the first home run to right field. And I think you are correct, Justin, the first from anybody in this ballpark.
I was thinking back to the Wilmington series. I only remember one home run, and that was by Barley to left. And the opening series, the 2-2, inside and low. It is a full count now on Bencosme. As some calisthenics starting down the right field line for Brooklyn with Suarez at 20 pitches. In the opening series, Parada hit one. Remember, Anthony Kirion hit one in the ninth on the Sunday game. Both of those were to left field. The payoff pitch just off the inside corner, ball four. So back-to-back walks allowed by Suarez. And Aberdeen has the bases loaded, still without a base hit here in the opening inning. And Max Costas, who hit a grand slam in the opening inning yesterday, will step up to the plate again.
A nice job by Kevin Parada to do his best to frame that baseball and try to tuck it over the zone, but did not fool Christian Argueza, calling the balls and strikes today, and now the hottest bat up at the dish for Aberdeen with nowhere to put him.
He's played in nine games between two levels this year, and Suarez has Costas way out in front of a top-bottom breaking ball. It is 0-1. Costas between Delmarva and Aberdeen, hitting .379, 11 for 29. Four of those 11 hits are home runs with 11 RBI. Rests his bat on his back shoulder, the 0-1, and this is a check swing ground ball towards short. Verbesi's only play is to first. That's where he'll get the out. Scoring is Fabian to third. Retzbach on to second. Bencosme. Max Costas with his 12th RBI overall this year, and Aberdeen has a 2-0 first inning lead. Nice job by Suarez to elicit soft contact. Brings up Isaac De Leon. Homered one of the five Aberdeen hit on Thursday night. Was a late scratch from the lineup yesterday. Getting the start at first today, and he takes one up and away for ball one. Third different position for De Leon in this series. Has started at third, left, and now at first base. Hitting .180 in 18 games, 11 for 61, a homer, 9 RBI. 1-0. And Suarez fires a strike. It is 1-1. Suarez at 25 pitches now in the first. Right-hander up and throwing for Brooklyn down the line. That it appears to be Wilkin Ramos. A 1-1. Slider off the plate away. And it's two balls and one strike. Runners at second and third, two out. Aberdeen two runs in the opening frame. On a hit, batter, and error. A walk, a balk, and another walk. Also a ground out. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Helicopter hack from De Leon comes up empty. It's 2-2.
Think about the narrative of the way this inning started. If Suarez could get out of this thing only two across, I think he would take that considering the circumstances.
Especially considering the way the last two afternoons went. 2-2 the count. Deuces wild. The break even. On the outside corner, strike three called. Suarez able to escape the top half of the first inning, limiting the damage to only two, but Aberdeen able to pick up those two runs without the benefit of a base hit and error, and two men left. We're through a half an inning. It's Aberdeen 2 and Brooklyn coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
2-0 in favor of Aberdeen as we move to the bottom of the first inning. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this sunny Saturday. Take a look at the Brooklyn starting lineup that will face Alex Pham. Cesar Bravesi leading off at short. Kevin Parada, the catcher in the two spot. Jalen Palmer hits third in center. Alex Ramirez, the left fielder, cleaning up. William Lugo at third, batting fifth. Omar De Los Santos bats sixth and right. Justin Guerrera in the seventh spot at second. Warren Saunders bats eighth at first. And Joe Swazi, the DH, in the ninth spot. Alex Pham just about to get ready to toss the first pitch of the home first. Cesar Bravesi was a late scratch from the lineup yesterday for Brooklyn. Back in the order today. And Pham's first pitch fastball outside at 92. It is 1-0. Cesar hitting 275 in 12 games. No homers, four RBIs. A 792 OPS as that sails over the head of Retzbach. It is 2-0. Alex Pham making his first appearance of the series. 23-year-old right-hander, the 2-0. And Bravesi swings away, fouls it off. And the count 2-1. Pham, 5'11", 165 pounds, as Johnny said in the pregame show, from Union City, California. 19th round pick of the Orioles 2 years ago out of University of San Francisco. And Bravesi takes a strikeout, or half 2-2. Pham making his fifth appearance and third start. 0-1, a 3.38 ERA. 12 hits and 13 and a third as Bravesi takes low. It's a full count. 8 walks, 17 strikeouts. A 2.35 opponent average. The pause, the payoff pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike three looking, and Bravesi putting that bat up and down. Wanted to go Bo Jackson and break it over his thigh. Frustrated he couldn't pull the trigger. And Pham strikes out the first man he faces in the first. Brings up one of the stars, one of the reasons why this is Minor League Baseball's free game of the day, Kevin Parada. Number 11 in your scorecard, the number 11 pick in last year's Major League Baseball first-year player draft. And the first pitch to Kevin Adey, line to right, coming on and reaching out to make the catch is the speedster Luis Valdez, left his hat behind him. But a great running grab by Valdez for the second out. Two away in the opening inning for Jalen Palmer. Palmer coming into play today, hitting at 221, a homer, 8 RBI. And the first pitch he sees today, a called strike. It's 0-1. Defensively for Aberdeen, left to right in the outfield, Isaac Bologna, Judd Fabian, and Luis Valdez, who just made the great catch. The 0-1, and Palmer crushes one deep, but well foul. Heads up by Nathans. It is 0-2. Third to first around the infield, Max Wagner, Jackson Holliday, Frederick Bencosme, Isaac De Leon, with Rhett Spock doing the catching. So the Fam's 10th pitch of the first, the 0-2. Up above the letters, it's a ball and two strikes. Gorgeous day. Some boats out on the Atlantic. Folks walking up and down the boardwalk and on the beach. The 1-2. Palmer pops it in the air. This one headed towards the concourse. Kids will start chasing after that. Remains at 1-2 on Jalen. Aberdeen two runs in the first without a base hit. A balk and a ground out. The 1-2. That hops off the dish. It is two balls and two strikes. Fam, last time out for Aberdeen. Pitched against Wilmington in game two of a doubleheader last Saturday. Went two scoreless. The righty's 2-2. And Palmer off the hands, out of play to the right. It'll stay a two-ball, two-strike count. Good at-bat from Palmer. Next pitch will be the seventh.
And good to see Jalen bumped up a couple of spots in the lineup today. Haven't seen him much in the three-hole for Brooklyn.
The 2-2, bouncing behind the plate. It's a full count, three balls and two strikes. Yeah, you look at where Palmer has been, sort of like in the field. He's hit basically everywhere in the order, just the second time he's hit in the three spot. He's hit just about everywhere, it feels like, except for first and second, as Palmer takes low for ball four. So Jalen continues to reach base at a high clip, as snuck aboard safely in all but two games he's played this season. As here comes Alex Ramirez. Ramirez has reached in 16 straight games, entering play here on Saturday. Alex, batting average, although down to 259, a homer, 12 batted in. And he takes down and away for ball one. Ramirez, hitless last night, had a scary moment, was hit in the head with a pitch. The first toss thrown by Ryan Long, but stayed in the game. Runner breaks from first, 1-0 hit deep down the right field line. Valdez on the move towards foul ground. But this one will get into the Cyclones' bullpen. It is 1-1. And honestly, it was scary twice with Ramirez and Max Costas got hit a couple of half innings later. And thankfully, not only were both still in the field, still in the game yesterday, back in the lineup for both today. Is that down and away, 2-1. And talking about it yesterday with Matt Harvey, injuries stink. Don't need to see any more than we already have. The 2-1 runner goes again. Pitch is low. Throw down by Retzbach into the tag. And Palmer is out. What a perfect throw by Adam Retzbach. Had some two-seam movement on it. Carried the second baseman, Bencosme, into the slide of Palmer. And a 2-4 caught stealing brings an end to the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of an inning. It is 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network in the Valley Live app.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, Nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Great day to be at the ballpark. Hope you're enjoying our coverage wherever you may be on this Saturday. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you from Coney Island. Aberdeen a 2-0 lead. Minor League Baseball's free game of the day. 8-9-1 due up for the Ironbirds in the second. Bologna, Valdez, and Wagner. Suarez winds his first pitch of the inning. Is a strike at the letters. Took something off at 86. It is 0-1. Suarez, first full season back after Tommy John surgery in June of 2021. Came back in July of last year. The 0-1. Breaking ball inside a curve. And it's even, one ball and one strike. Suarez, five innings in his last home start. No earned. The 1-1. Off the plate outside, 2-1. The five innings, his longest outing since coming back from injury, and matched the longest outing he's had in his career as you take another look at the Cyclones' defensive alignment today. A 2-1. Off the outside corner, three balls and one strike. I mentioned 69 degrees right now on Coney Island, and the sunshine feels like 79. 3-1. Bologna flare down the right field line, curling foul. And the count full 3-2. Bologna hitting at 217, two homers, six RBI. He broke his bat. He'll jog back to the dugout to fetch a new piece of lumber. Whichever one they grabbed at first was not the one Bologna wanted. Had to make his way all the way down the staircase and back up. Getting a little workout in between pitches.
Is that normal? Do players normally have a backup bat that one breaks, they have a specific desire of one over the other? I guess in Bologna's case, he's got multiple because clearly the first one they grabbed wasn't the right one.
The payoff pitch to Bologna, and that hit him. Well, didn't matter what bat he used. Gets plunked with a fastball down and in by his shins. Second man Suarez has hit this afternoon. And for the second straight inning, the Ironbirds have the leadoff man on painfully.
And for Yoander, you want to make sure you take advantage of the bottom of the lineup, particularly the first time through. Not the way you want to start your second inning after a first where you had to throw quite a few pitches in and of itself.
And time called. Bologna still rubbing at that right shin, walking it up the first base line alongside his first base coach. That is Billy Facto. Nice announcement over the PA by Rick. Someone's birthday in the ballpark today. Getting some love over the public address system. And the first pitch to Valdez, the switch hitter. Up and away for ball one. Valdez has utilized his speed in many different ways. One wouldn't say he has been hot-dogging it like that young fan's cap. Sitting the upper levels here today. Up on the Brooklyn rooftop. As Valdez takes high, it's 2-0. Valdez hitting a .186, a homer, 7 RBIs. Has stolen 4 bases in this series in the last 2 days. He's created runs twice in the last 2 days. For Aberdeen without a hit, 2-0. On the inside edge for a strike. And it's 2-1. Valdez voted the fastest base runner in the Orioles system by Baseball America coming into the season. A 2-1. And Valdez looks at a knee-high strike. It is 2-2. Brooklyn this afternoon breaking out new uniforms for the first time. These gorgeous navy blues, Cyclones and gold script lettering with a red drop shadow. The set, the 2-2. Off the plate in. And it's full three balls and two strikes. Gold numerals front and back with that same red drop shadow. White pants all the way down to the ankles for Suarez. Red and gold piping along the side. White cleats as well. Buried into the ballpark mound. The payoff pitch, runner goes. It's a called strike three. Throw down to second. It's not in time. Oh, the tag maybe a hair late. Great throw by Parada. But a strikeout for Suarez. That's his third this afternoon. And in scoring position and one out for the top of the order. That pinning the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. It did look like that tag a hair late and a bit high. That allowed Belloni to get in there safely. Brings up Max Wagner, was hit by a pitch on the first toss of the game. This one outside, it's 1-0. Belloni, his first stolen base of the season. Righty at the letters now comes home, and Wagner, a towering fly ball, well foul. Heads up on the Thunderbolt roller coaster. That one headed off towards the loading dock. And the count 1-1. Brooklyn tonight also breaking out the new caps. Navy, Navy Bill, and the gold interlocking BC logo on the front. A look towards second for Suarez. Belloni takes his lead. Aberdeen a 2-0 advantage, the 1-1. And Wagner out in front of the change. Foul tip into the glove of Parada. It's 1-2. Interesting. Just saw a story. You wouldn't necessarily expect, talking about baseball, talked a lot about catchers, Parada, Silas Ardoin, Adam Retzbach in this series, as Wagner takes high 2-2. You wouldn't have expected this considering they paid so much money for him. According to Katie Wu of The Athletic, the Cardinals are going to move Wilson Contreras off of catcher for the next few weeks. Called up minor league catcher Trey Barrera today. Interesting considering Contreras signed a 5-year, $87.5 million contract in the offseason. Now going to serve as a DH and outfielder. Played a little outfield when he first came up with the Cubs, the 2-2. Bouncing in the dirt, it is 3-2. Was actually originally a third baseman when he was signed by the Cubs. Fell in love with the action behind the plate. Loved being involved in every play. Interesting decisions by St. Louis with the Cardinals off to a rare slow start in 23. Runner breaks for third. Swing and a miss. Another throw down by Parada. This tag late as well. A stolen bag for Belloni. He's now at third. Back-to-back strikeouts for Suarez, though. And there are two out in the second inning for Jackson Holliday. Got a great jump. Did Belloni. A good, strong throw by Parada. But Lugo's tag just a hair late. And so now a man at third, two out. With a gifted 19-year-old Jackson Holliday, has reached base safely in every game he's played this year between Aberdeen and Delmarva. And he drops to a knee to try and hit the changeup, comes up with a bag full of air. It's 0-1.
Well, Suarez certainly getting his punch outs today. Four of the five outs he's recorded via the strikeout.
Well, strikeouts brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for convenience, reliability, and satisfaction. As Holliday fouls it in the air, third base side towards the second level. And indeed into the sweet level, it is 0-2. Nice crowd still filing in on a sunny Saturday afternoon. By far the warmest first pitch here in Brooklyn this year. The 0-2, breaking ball fouled behind the plate. Nice job by Holliday, able to grab a piece of that one to stay alive.
Holliday just looks so poised, whether it's been defensively in the batter's box, not a lot of swings and misses, it pitches outside the zone. He's gloved a great shortstop all week long, trying to tack on some insurance here for the Ironbirds.
Fans of all ages enjoying the contest as Holiday strikes out on the change to end the inning. Suarez has recorded six outs this afternoon. Five of them have been punch-outs, so Aberdeen threatens, but unable to get another run across in the second. No runs, no hits, one left. At the end of 1.5, 2-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi, de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Thank you, Cesar. Alex Ramirez was at the plate when Jalen Palmer was caught stealing to end the home first, and Alex takes low for ball one. Fortunately for Alex, that count doesn't hold over from the first inning. That would have been ball four. But it's 1-0 on Ramirez to start the second, and he hits one in the air to left. Going back to his right, reaching out is Belloni, and he makes the backhanded grab for the first out of the inning.
Well, when Ramirez was up in the first, we saw him hit a ball to the opposite field on a line, and that last one, a post side scorcher. So even though it's an out, very impressive, the ability to spray it, hit to all fields. Ramirez certainly checks that box.
Righty deals. And the first pitch to William Lugo is low for ball one. The second nice running catch we've seen by the corner outfielders for Aberdeen today. Valdez made one and right on Parada in the first. The 1-0. Lugo takes one up and in. It's two balls and no strikes. Lugo coming into play today in Brooklyn this year. This is sixth game, 4-for-17, a double and an RBI. A 2-0, and Pham creates a swing and miss. Count 2-1. Aberdeen once again wearing the powder blues. Ironbirds in white script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back, orange border. As Lugo gets it off the hands to the screen, it's 2-2. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles. Black cleats for Pham. Justin Guerrera will follow Omar De Los Santos, who is on deck. The 2-2 on the inside corner. Strike three called. Second strikeout tonight for Pham. Both have been of the backwards K variety. Two away in the second for Omar De Los Santos. Omar, bit of a funk offensively. Batting average has sunk below the Mendoza line for the moment. Hitting a .195, a homer, 4 RBI, 16 for 82. And the first pitch of the righty batter is a fastball at 92 for strike one. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. Orange script A on the front with the Iron Bird plane going through the middle. 0-1. And De Los Santos goes fishing, comes up with nothing but the lure. It is 0-2. Time called at home plate by Omar. Aberdeen will have Fabian Retzbach and Ben Cosme. 3, 4, and 5 slated to bat in the third. The 0-2. And De Los Santos lunges, fouls it off towards the third base dugout. We'll do it again. Beautiful sunshine. Luna Park in full swing. Out beyond the outfield fence. Thunderbolt roller coaster in motion. The 0-2. A flare in the infield coming on the second baseman. Ben Cosme ranging onto the green-shaded turf. Makes the catch to close out a 1-2-3 bottom of the second inning. Alex Pham needing just 11 pitches to retire the side. We are through 2-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the third inning. Fans want to come out tomorrow for the series finale, 2 o'clock. We'll have our backyard carnival. Kids run the bases after the game. It'll be our Jewish Heritage Day special package. Get you an awesome cap, specially made for the afternoon. We'll have our Sunday brunch on the rooftop, and the first 1,000 fans through the gates will get a Brooklyn crossbody bag. So be sure to get here early tomorrow. Gates open at 1 o'clock. First pitch at 2 Eastern time. Judd Fabian, a leadoff for Aberdeen in the third. And stepping to the play-by-play mic, my partner to my left, Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
Hey, Justin, thanks so much. 3-4-5 for Aberdeen here in the top of the third. It's 2-0 Ironbirds. Yoander Suarez, his first toss of the third inning, is a fastball in the lefty batter's box to the righty bat, Judd Fabian. And it's 1-0. No hits on either side so far in this one. Aberdeen manufacturing two runs in the first nonetheless. 1-0. Another fastball misses just outside. And it's 2-0 to Fabian. Reached on an error his first time up. Later came around to score the second Aberdeen run of the day. Suarez into his wind. A short one. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Uppercut hack on a 94-mile-per-hour heater from Fabian. And it's 2-1. Judd, third all-time in Florida Gator program history in home runs. 2-1. A tapper foul caught the leg of Kevin Parada, Brooklyn catcher, who is up to shake it off. And the count 2-2 on Fabian. He was initially selected in the second round of the 2021 first-year player draft by the Boston Red Sox organization. Didn't sign, though. Instead, opted to return to UF to play college ball with his brother Derek, and heard his name called last summer by Baltimore, another AL East squad. Parada all good. Here's a 2-2. Sits just a bit high, and the count runs full. 3-2 now to Fabian. Adam Retzbach waiting on deck. Defense in their usual spots. Suarez's payoff. Misses just outside, ball 4. And it's a leadoff walk issued to Judd Fabian, so the first man of this top of the third is on base. Aberdeen trying to add to its 2-0 lead. Another base runner still without a base hit for the Ironbirds. And it brings up the cleanup man, Adam Retzbach, with nobody out.
The leadoff man has reached in all three innings without a hit. Two-hit batters and a walk now.
So Suarez will shift gears from his windup to the stretch. Leans in, peering towards home. Runner takes off for second. Suarez steps off, turns around, throws, and it's not in time. A head-first slide by Fabian to get just under the tag of the second baseman, Guerrera. And it appeared as if Suarez wasn't alerted soon enough, or should say not aware soon enough, of the fact that Fabian had taken off. There was a good 2-3 seconds that had transpired before Suarez gave the twist and toss. So a man in scoring position now for Retzbach. First pitch. Fastball in the dirt for ball 1, and it's 1-0.
Yeah, that throw also a tad bit high. Had it been a little lower, would have made it an easier tag for Guerrera. That may be a different result.
1-0, no strikes, nobody out. Suarez a glance back towards second. Now his attention towards home, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike to Retzbach. Adam did not play yesterday after a tough day back on Thursday night, 0-for-5. Struck out not once, not twice, but three times. Leads this Aberdeen team in strikeouts with 27. Suarez from his stretch, the 1-1. Breaking ball down and away, but Retzbach, a patient eye in that righty batter's box. And it's two balls and one strike. Game 5 of 6 in this set between these two South Atlantic League North Division foes. Suarez steps off. No toss back, just checking on the runner. Of course, Brooklyn took the first two Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Aberdeen has since responded in a big way. A combined score of 19-3 the past two nights, including a 10-3 victory right here at Maimonides Park a night ago. 2-1 from Suarez. Swinging a high fly to right field, chasing De Los Santos back. He has room, makes the catch. A quick relay in, goes all the way towards third base, but not in time. As the runner advances 90 feet, Fabian up to third now with one gone after the F9 off the barrel of Retzbach. So he does his job regardless, at least advancing the runner for Aberdeen. And now one away for Frederick Bencosme. The infield in. The play is to home with only one out. Aberdeen 2, Brooklyn nothing. Suarez ready to deal to Bencosme. First pitch. Clips the outer black for a called strike at 94 on the gun. And it's 0-1. Bencosme walked his first time up this afternoon. A gorgeous Saturday afternoon in Brooklyn.
Really couldn't ask for much better. A few irrelevant clouds, blue skies, sunshine.
Bencosme calls time. Now he kicks around some dirt back in. The lefty batter waiting on an 0-1 from Suarez. A long pause, he deals. Hit in the air on the left side, just a flare towards no man's land, and it drops in fair ground. Fabian in to score as the left fielder Ramirez and the shortstop Berbessi did not call each other off, and in the process, Bencosme all the way up to second base. It's 3-0 Aberdeen on our first base hit of the ball game.
Just a flare, sort of in a no man's land, a Bermuda Triangle area down the left field line. I think Ramirez and Berbessi were trying to will that ball foul. Could have maybe gotten better jumps, both one coming in, one going out. But not an easy play by any stretch of the imagination.
So a runner on second, still only one out for Max Costas. Suarez's first pitch, up and in. Misses for ball one, and it's 1-0. Yeah, neither Berbessi at short nor Ramirez in left appeared to have a great deal of urgency. After Bencosme put bat on ball, perhaps guessing it would indeed trickle into foul ground. Suarez, two glances towards second, his 1-0 offering. Misses down and away, two balls and no strikes. Costas, the hottest bat Aberdeen has to offer right now. Three home runs over the previous two games, including a grand slam yesterday to cap a 5-run first inning for Aberdeen. 2-0. Fastball misses just outside. Parada tried to frame it, all for naught though, and Suarez falls behind, three balls and no strikes. Isaac De Leon on deck. Aberdeen 3, Brooklyn nothing. We're in the top of the third. The former Maryland Terrapin Costas, the bat off his right shoulder, waiting on a 3-0, the pitch. Misses outside, ball 4. So a one-out walk issued by Suarez puts Costas on first base, and there are now two on, with still only one gone for Isaac De Leon.
Four walks so far today for Suarez, who's just never quite found his command consistently in the zone. 65 pitches so far this afternoon. Only 31 have been strikes.
Again, for what it's worth, has only allowed one base hit, but dealing with some adversity here in the third. First pitch upcoming to De Leon. Here it comes. Fastball over the zone for a called strike. Back pick try to first is not in time. And in the process, Bencosme takes third base. It was a rifle of a throw from Parada to Saunders down at first, who applied the tag on Costas, but not in time, says the base umpire Steve Craze. And amidst the chaos, Ben Cosme up to third base to put men on the corners with only one away. Suarez leans in to get the sign. One ball, no strikes to the righty bat, De Leon. Here's the pitch. Misses below the zone. 2-0 now, Suarez falls behind. De Leon today, 0-for-1, struck out looking to conclude the top of the first. The top of the first inning where Aberdeen plated two runs. Suarez fires a 1-1. Rip and a miss from De Leon. Over the top of an 85-mile-per-hour slider, and it's one ball and two strikes. The righty batter De Leon calls time, trying to will his Aberdeen team to what would be a third straight victory. Two teams that find themselves in the bottom of the division standings, Aberdeen at 9-14, Brooklyn 8-13. Here's a 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Good 12-6 breaking ball from Suarez to sit down De Leon on strikes for the second time today. And there are two gone with runners still on the corners.
That pain in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
Six strikeouts so far for Yoander Suarez on the afternoon. Now he gets Isaac Bologna. Righty arm on lefty bat, the pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's no balls and one strike to the Aberdeen left fielder.
Yeah, that strikeout now giving Suarez a season-best six Ks.
A healthy-sized lead off of third for Ben Cosme. Suarez ready to deal in 0-1. He delivers. Clips the inner half for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Bologna, who hit for the natural cycle last year with Delmarva, said he couldn't even explain it the first time anything like that had ever happened. Isaac, I hate to break it to you. Not many people hit for more than one natural cycle in their careers. 0-2 on the way. Misses down and in. And it's one ball and two strikes now to Bologna.
Not too many guys hit cycles in their careers, period, of any kind. Who's the last Met to do? Was it Eric Valente? Weird things that I remember.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. 3-0 Aberdeen here in the top of the third with men on the corners. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So Yoander Suarez, all things considered, limits the damage in the third. Two punch outs to end the frame, but Aberdeen does tack on one more. It's 3-0 Ironbirds. Bottom of the third coming right up on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Seven, eight, nine for Brooklyn in the home third. Aberdeen a 3-0 lead here on this Saturday afternoon. Two runs in the first, one more in the third. So the Cyclone bats, who have not mustered a base hit yet today, have some work to do as starter Alex Pham has faced the minimum thus far, only a walk allowed. He gets 7-8-9 here in the home third. Justin Guerrera, Warren Saunders, and Joe Swasey. First, Guerrera, A righty batter stands in. Justin yesterday 0 for 4, 4 strikeouts. Pham's first pitch. A breaking ball clips the lower half. And it's 0-1 to Justin. At just a buck 52 so far this summer, as home plate umpire Christian Argueza yelling back towards the Brooklyn dugout.
Yeah, there was a lot of chirping from the top step of the Cyclones dugout after that last pitch.
Amidst those extracurriculars, Guerrero calling time. Steps back in, waits on an 0-1, the pitch. Checks his swing, he did go around, says Argueza. And Justin behind quickly 0-2. The former Fairfield Stag, one of two on this Brooklyn team. Collegiate teammates with Trey McLaughlin. The 0-2, swing and a miss, and Justin down on strikes in short order.
Third strikeout this afternoon for Alex Pham. No relation to Tommy, by the way, with the Mets.
Just in case you were wondering. Now Warren Saunders, bases empty, one gone. Brooklyn down 3-0 here in the third. Saunders playing first base today. First pitch to him. Misses down and away for ball one and the count 1-0. We did see Warren commit an E3 back in the top of the first. That helped contributed to that two-run inning for Aberdeen. 1-0 pitch. Saunders, a comebacker, right to the pitcher. Plays it off the hop. An underhand toss to first in time. And there's two gone. Nicely done by Alex Pham on the bump for the 1-3. And there are two away now for Joe Swazi. Swazi hitting ninth today, acting as Brooklyn's DH after the day off a night ago. Joe wearing his blue batting gloves, wags that bat off the shoulder. First toss. Uppercut swing and a miss from Joe on the 92-mile-per-hour heater. And it's 0-1. Brooklyn only three runs over its last two games, the 0-1. Swazi taps it down the third baseline. This ball stays fair. Wagner deep in the hole, and his throw not in time. It was low anyway. De Leon, the first baseman, couldn't pick it. But a nice job by Swazi to book it down that line. Even if that throw was on a rope, probably still would have beaten it out. So a two-out hit. The Cyclones do have their first hit of the afternoon as we go back to the top of the order for Cesar Berbessi. Yeah, mentioned Brooklyn. Only three runs over the past two games. They have mustered 12 hits during that span, but have left 14 men on base over the previous two nights. Berbessi, a lefty bat, first pitch to him. Breaking ball on the outer black for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Swazi off of first, not too much speed, particularly with Brooklyn down three here, 0-1. Berbessi takes, misses down and away for ball one. And it's 1-1 now to the Cyclone shortstop. Cesar 0-for-1 today. Struck out looking in the bottom of the first to get us started. 1-1. Berbessi skies it foul. Up over the concourse and lands towards Surf Avenue. On a beautiful Saturday afternoon here on Coney Island. The Thunderbolt roller coaster in motion. A 180-degree drop. 1-2. Misses low to Berbessi. And an acrobatic play by Retzbach just to keep that ball in front of him, the Aberdeen catcher. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Aberdeen 3, Brooklyn nothing here in the home third. With a man on first, the pitch. Catches the outside corner for a called strike 3. 77-mile-per-hour bending breaking ball. And Pham placed it right where he needed to retire Berbessi. No runs on a hit, no errors, one left. As we head to the fourth, Aberdeen up 3-0 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Welcome back. Top of the fourth from Maimonides Park. Aberdeen 3, Brooklyn nothing. Each team with only one hit, but the Iron Birds have plated three runs. They'll look for some more insurance here in the top of the fourth. With Justin Rock, my name's Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for spending some of your Saturday afternoon with us. 9-1-2 for the Iron Birds here to get the fourth inning underway. Luis Valdez then back to the top for Max Wagner and Jackson Holliday. First, Valdez, who stands in now, a lefty batter, 0 for 1 today, struck out looking in the second inning. Yoander Suarez, 7 strikeouts so far tonight for the Brooklyn starter. The righty into his wine, first pitch, found straight back into the mesh netting. And it's 0-1 to Valdez. 95 games for low A Delmarva a season ago for Valdez. 271. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Out in front, and it's quickly 0-2 to the Aberdeen right fielder. American flag in straightaway center, blowing right to left. 0-2 pitch, up and away, 94 miles per hour that time on the gun from Suarez. And it's 1-2. This Suarez's third start of the 2023 campaign in his fourth appearance. Heaves a 1-2. Misses down and in towards the shoe tops of Valdez. And the count works to 2-2. The number's a bit misleading on Yoander. The ERA up over 6, but that in large part due to 5 runs allowed in his first appearance of the season out of the pen. 2-2. Misses just a hair inside. Parada, Brooklyn catcher, held that glove up an extra second or two. Thought maybe it had gotten enough plate. But home plate umpire Christian Argueza says otherwise. And now a payoff from Suarez. A high left leg kick, he deals. Fastball trails outside the zone for 4. So Suarez walks the number 9 batter in this Aberdeen batting order to start the top of the fourth. And back to the top we go for Max Wagner. Wagner today hit by a pitch, later scored in the first. Struck out swinging in the second. Valdez, plenty of speed off of first base. Warren Saunders, Brooklyn first baseman, holding him on. Suarez's first pitch. Fastball up and away. Misses to Wagner, and it's 1-0. Max from Green Bay, Wisconsin, says it wasn't always easy getting in those off-season reps growing up in the Green Bay area. Throw over to check on the runner Valdez, who dives back head first in time. Clemson's highest draft pick since 2020, when Sam Weatherly and Spencer Strider each won in the first 4 rounds. 1-0. Catches the outer black for a called strike, and it's 1-1. His family does have season tickets to Lambeau, though, does Wagner. Suarez, 1-1, called strike 2, throw down as the runner goes is not in time. The second baseman, Guerrera, did not catch that ball. It skirted back towards the green outfield turf, but he recovered quickly. Either way, a man in scoring position as Valdez occupies second base.
That already the fifth stolen base this afternoon for the Ironbirds.
1-2 the count on the righty batter Wagner. With a man in scoring position, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Foul tip held. And Wagner down on strikes for the second time today. Make it 8 punch outs now for Yoander Suarez. And now Jackson Holliday up with 1 gone and a runner on second base. Holliday, of course, the son of 7-time Major League All-Star Matt Holliday. out of Stillwater High School in Oklahoma. Suarez steals. Uppercut swing and a miss from Holiday, laid on a 93-mile-per-hour heater, and it's 0-1. Members of Matt's Rockies team back in the early 2000s having high praise for a then 3-year-old Holiday in the locker room. The 0-1. Holiday takes inside, and it's 1-1. Former Rockies pitcher Josh Fogg, as the runner darts for third base on the throwback to the pitcher and is in safely.
It's the second time Valdez has done that in this series.
But Fogg saying it was a given that he would be a first-round pick someday. Tough to tell when a guy is only 3 years old. But Holiday displaying the talent. 1-1. Swing and a tapper on the left side over the glove of a jumping third baseman, Lugo, and that will score a run. Just a flare off the handle of the bat, but Lugo could not get the glove on it. And it plates a run, Valdez in to score. It's an RBI single for Jackson Holiday, and Aberdeen's lead expands to 4-0.
And Benito Garcia warming up in the bullpen, and with Suarez at 88 pitches. Chris Newell out of the dugout will take the ball from the 23-year-old right-hander.
So Suarez's day is done. Holiday on first base, still his responsibility. We'll take a break. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching on the Bally Live app.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On to make his second appearance in the series is the 23-year-old right-hander Benito Garcia. 6 feet tall, 165 pounds from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Garcia was pitching with Single-A St. Lucie before joining the Cyclones before the start of this series through a scoreless inning the other day. One hit, no walks, struck out one. Garcia pitched in two games out of the bullpen for Brooklyn at the tail end of last year. We'll try and give the Cyclones some length after Suarez chased following 3 1/3 frames.
So Garcia comes on, his team down 4-0 here in the top of the fourth. Jackson Holiday off of first base after his RBI single, which scored Luis Valdez. Garcia gets Judd Fabian to start his afternoon. First pitch, there goes Holiday for second. Misses inside for ball one. The throw is a good one, and in time. A rifle of a throw from Kevin Parada to get the speedy Jackson Holiday, and there are two gone just like that. Kevin Parada putting that arm on full display, and now the base is empty with two away. And a 1-0 count on Judd Fabian. The 1-0. Misses down and away in the dirt. And it's two balls and no strikes to Fabian. Fabian, our villain of the game here at the ballpark. A Darth Vader helmet. Photoshopped over his head. Shot on the scoreboard in left center field. 2-0. Misses just outside with the 93-mile-per-hour heater, does Garcia. And it's three balls and no strikes. This Benito's second Brooklyn appearance of the campaign. Did pitch earlier in this series. One clean inning of relief work. 3-0. misses outside ball four. So a four-pitch walk issued to Judd Fabian is how Benito Garcia's day begins. And a two-out base runner for Adam Retzbach. Retzbach hitting cleanup today for the Ironbirds. A walk in the first, a fly out to right in the third. Aberdeen 4, Brooklyn nothing. Only three combined hits between these two teams so far today. Garcia gets the sign, the pitch. Misses outside for ball one, and it's 1-0. Brooklyn sporting the alternate navy blue jerseys tonight, the gold cyclone and script lettering written across the chest with red outline. Aberdeen in their usual road, baby blues, 1-0. Over the heart of the zone for a called strike, and it's one ball and one strike now to the Aberdeen catcher. Brooklyn first baseman Warren Saunders keeping the runner Fabian honest. He does have speed, does Judd. We saw him in the leadoff spot earlier in this series. 1-1 pitch out in front, and it's one ball and two strikes on the whiff and a miss from Retzbach. A big hole on the right side for the righty batter Retzbach, with Saunders holding the runner on and the second baseman Guerrera shaded towards the bag over the middle of the infield. 1-2. Chopped back foul off the end of the bat from Retzbach. And the count remains one ball and two strikes. Scoreboard does read only one out, although there are two. The Wagner strikeout and the Holiday caught stealing. Garcia, a deep exhale. Three on the pitch clock. He deals. There goes the runner. Inside ball two. Throw down from Parada. This time, not in time. A head-first slide by Retzbach to get under the tag of the second baseman, Guerrera. Yet another stolen base for Aberdeen in this ballgame. They have been wreaking havoc on the base paths and then some.
Third different player with multiple stolen bases today. Joins Bologna and Valdez.
A whole lot of speed up and down the lineup, Karn, for Robert Mercado's Ironbirds. There he goes again. 2-2 pitch. Hit on the ground on the left side. The shortstop, Berbessi, scoops, throws in time to retire the side. But not before the Ironbirds tack on one more. It's 4-0 Aberdeen as we move to the home fourth from Maimonides Park on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Alex Ramirez due up third in this bottom of the fourth. 2-3-4 for the Cyclones. Kevin Parada, Jalen Palmer, and then the aforementioned Ramirez. Aberdeen 4, Brooklyn nothing. Joe Swazi's single, the only base hit for this Cyclone squad so far on this Saturday afternoon. The first Saturday in May, and a gorgeous one at that on Coney Island. Kevin Parada, righty batter, steps into the batter's box after a practice swing, ready to go to ring in this bottom of the fourth inning. Alex Pham's first toss is a fastball that misses up and away for ball one, and it's one ball and no strikes to the Brooklyn catcher. Of course, most people here the first Saturday in May, one thing comes to mind. 1-0 is a slow roller on the left side off the bat of Parada, fielded by Wagner over to first in time to get Kevin, and there is one away. Of course, the Kentucky Derby being run later this evening. One of the cooler atmospheres the sports world has to offer down in Louisville. And Brooklyn, perhaps some invested interest in the 2023 rendition as the first toss misses low and away to Jalen Palmer. And the count is 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss from Palmer, and it's 1-1. Horse number 21, Cyclones Mischief, running in the Derby today at 30-1 odds as it stands right now.
Well, I now have a horse I'm rooting for.
1-1. Palmer out in front of the 78-mile-per-hour changeup, and it's one ball and two strikes.
Would love to make it to some of the Triple Crown races, the Belmont, the Preakness, of course, the Kentucky Derby.
1-2, misses down and away, and it's two balls and two strikes now to Jalen. Aberdeen 4, Brooklyn nothing. Here in the bottom of inning number 4. 2-2, Palmer fouls it back, and we'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. Was looking up and down the list of horses. Of course, you have people who like to pick based on the number, pick based on the name, pick based on the odds, a myriad of reasons. 2-2, Palmer. Foul tips it, held for strike three, and a quick two outs here in this top of the fourth for Alex Pham. I saw that Cyclones Mischief. That was definitely one that jumped off the page. As gets ready to go from Churchill Downs later on this evening. Cyclones trying to claw their way back into this thing, down a couple of runs, 4-0. First pitch to Ramirez. Misses down and away for ball one. One ball and no strike. Should Ramirez reach, William Lugo would be next. 1-0. Ramirez hack and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. Slingshot ride in full effect beyond left center field. Couldn't pay me to go on that thing. 1-1. Ramirez flares it off the hands of the bat into foul ground behind home.
I thought Slingshot Ride was just another name of a horse running in the
Derby. No. Sounds like it could be.
That's exactly why I thought it.
One ball, two strikes, the pitch. A bouncer in the dirt off the knee pads of Retzpa, the Aberdeen catcher, and Ramirez works the count to 2-2, but always signals bright weather to come and the dog days of April showers well behind us as Ramirez hits one well to straightaway center, but not deep enough as Fabian back in the gap to make the catch for out number three. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Alex Pham to sit down 2-3-4 in the Brooklyn batting order. We move to the fifth. Cyclones down 4-0 here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We move to inning number 5 on Coney Island from Maimonides Park. Cyclones only have one base hit. Aberdeen only has two in their own right. But they do lead 4-0 as we move to the fifth. And to take over the play-by-play duties, here's my partner, Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. 4-0 Aberdeen as we move to the fifth inning. First full inning of work for Benito Garcia. Ben Cosme, Costas, and De Leon, the three scheduled to bat for the Orioles affiliate. Ben Cosme, a walk and a double in RBI today. Checks his swing, but went around. Says the home plate umpire, Argueza. It is 0-1. We're talking about Cyclone Mischief running in the Kentucky Derby. As time called at home plate by Ben Cosme. Mary DiBernardo chiming in, saying she's got her bet in for Cyclone Mischief today, but is hoping for some Cyclone Mischief on the field here in Coney Island as well. The 0-1. And Ben Cosme fouls it off the handle. It's 0-2. So far, Aberdeen has kept Brooklyn in the playpen so far. Aberdeen, 4 runs on just 2 hits. No errors. They have left 6, though. Brooklyn, no runs, 1 hit, and error. They have left 1. The 0-2 from Garcia. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Dropped by Parada. Tag applied on the batter, Ben Cosme. And Garcia has his first strikeout of the afternoon. 1 away. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Max Costas. Ground ball to short and a walk today has an RBI. Brought in the game's first run in the opening inning. At the belt, the first pitch. A swing and a miss. Costas out in front of the changeup. It's 0-1. We were talking about some tweets coming in from Mary DiBernardo. Now time to allow everybody to chime in here on the Cyclones Radio Network. As Costas takes outside, it's 1-1. You ever want to chime in, tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos. Join in on the conversation on the radio network. It's also time for our Coney Convos trivia question of the day. The 1-1. Fastball by the hands. It is 2-1. Today, the great Willie Mays celebrating his 92nd birthday. And his number officially retired by the Mets last year. As Costas out in front, strike 2. Drop to a knee, trying to hit the change. Good off-speed pitch from the right hand. But Mays, back in 1955, 68 years ago, became the first player in big league history to have a 50-20 season. 2-2 down and away, it's 3-2. That's first player to hit 50 home runs, steal 20 bases in a single season. It took 41 years for somebody else to accomplish that feat. The payoff pitch struck him out. Out in front of the changeup again. Back-to-back whiffs created by Benito Garcia. Two out in the top half of the fifth inning for Isaac De Leon. That pain of the corner strikeout again brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Located in Brooklyn and the Bronx. But our question today is, who was that person 41 years later who became the second man to accomplish the 50-20 season feat? As De Leon fouls it to the right, it is 0-1. De Leon himself 0-2 today.
I will say, full disclosure, I know the answer to this. We had discussed it earlier. This is probably, this is a hint in and of itself, the most difficult Coney Convos trivia question we've had to date.
Stumped a Padres scout, that's for sure. The 0-1 outside, 1-1. He remembered who it was after some hints, but couldn't remember the name. There were a couple other guys who have accomplished the feat after him that will probably be guessed. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Another changeup at off speed. Very good from Benito Garcia in the top half of the fifth inning. Trying to retire Aberdeen in order for the first time today is time call. Final line for Yoander Suarez, 3 1/3, 4 runs, 3 earned. 2 hits, 5 walks, a season-high 8 Ks. Did hit a couple of batters, 86 pitches, 44 strikes as De Leon dribbles it behind the dish. It stays at 1-2. You want to chime in? Think you have the answer? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos. We'll tell you if you're right or wrong. Get the answer to you in the sixth. The 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Benito Garcia, his first full inning of the day, strikes out the side in order in the top half of the fifth inning. Does it on 14 pitches. Halfway through this one on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon on Coney Island, Aberdeen a 4-0 lead on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
William Lugo, Omar De Los Santos, Justin Guerrera due up for Brooklyn in the fifth inning, trying to rally back from a 4-0 deficit. First pitch of the inning from Alex Pham, spiked in the dirt. It is 1-0. Lugo struck out looking his first time. Military Appreciation Day here at Maimonides Park. As Lugo takes high, it's 2-0. Shout out to the Army West Point women's lacrosse team playing in their first ever Patriot League championship today. Check swing did not go, says the base umpire. Currently trailing Loyola 6-4 at the half. Program's only been around for less than 10 years. As Lugo takes a strike, it's 3-1. I've had a chance to work at West Point for many years. Been at Annapolis, the Naval Academy, Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. Is that high for ball four? And Lugo on with a leadoff walk to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. First base runner since Swazi's infield hit in the third. One on, nobody out for Omar De Los Santos. Popped up in the infield his first time. But I highly recommend, if you're just a fan of history or a fan of landscapes, checking out new places. Those are three of the most beautiful campuses, college or otherwise, in the country. As De Los Santos takes a strike, it's 0-1, especially now that it's starting to warm up here in the Northeast. Highly recommend it. The 0-1. Runner starts and stops. As De Los Santos dribbles it foul to the left. And the count 0-2. Lugo leads off first, the 0-2. And Pham misses high. Up and away, it's one ball and two strikes. We're talking last half inning. Our Coney Convo's trivia question. Willie Mays in 1955. First, De Los Santos, a fly ball to center. Will hang up for Fabian, who makes the catch with the sunglasses on, speckling off the Saturday afternoon Brooklyn and sunshine. One on, one out. For Justin Guerrera, struck out his first time. He is 0-1. But Willie Mays in 1955 became the first big leaguer to have 50 homers, steal 20 bases. Took 41 years for another player to accomplish that feat. Who was that player? And if you can name one of the other two that did it as well, go for it. As Guerrera takes down and away, it's 1-0. Shout out to Johnny Bolin, tuning in from the south as Guerrera takes a strike. It's 1-1. Sandy's enjoying the sunshine. perched atop the Aberdeen third base dugout alongside the surf squad. 1-1. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Retzbach is 1-2. Johnny saying that Cyclone Mischief should be the new name for Johnny and I in the broadcast booth. Tuning in from the great state of Mississippi. 1-2, down and away, 2-2. So thanks for tuning in, Johnny. Appreciate you tuning in on this Saturday afternoon. Hopefully it's just as gorgeous and beautiful and hopefully not quite as humid down in Mississippi. 2-2. Guerrera, a high fly ball, left-hand side, towards foul ground. Long run, Bologna sliding, tries to make the feet-first grab and couldn't do so. Outstanding effort by Bologna to get over there down into his right. Holiday and the third baseman Wagner racing back as well. Hey, everybody, there we are. I'm the one in the cap. Johnny's the man in the sunglasses to my left or on your screen to your right. Out of focus because my face would break the camera.
Me and you both.
2-2. Outside and low, it's 3-2. Yeah, there we go. Hope everybody's having a wonderful Saturday afternoon, wherever you may be on this gorgeous day in Coney Island. The payoff pitch struck him out swinging. Bottom fell off of that pitch. And Alex Pham, another punch out. Two down in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Pham now with six Ks today. One on, two out. And now it is Warren Saunders. Grounded out to the mound is last time. That ball in the dirt hit the shin guards of Retzbach in an awkward spot and rolled all the way to the third base dugout for Aberdeen as Lugo easily saunters over into scoring position. They hit off the knee on his shin guards and hit off a very compressed spot, bounced up like the ball came off of Saunders' bat. But it's 1-0 as the Cyclones trying to get on the board, trailing by four as Saunders hammers one out in the direction of the Cyclone bullpen. Off the railing separating the sitting bowl from the bullpen, it is 1-1. Nice crowd on hand here today on a gorgeous Saturday. Series wraps up tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The 1-1. Breaking ball high. It's two balls and one strike. Tyler Stewart expected to make the start for Brooklyn. Cooper Chandler came out of the bullpen on Tuesday. Expected to get the ball in the finale for Aberdeen. The 2-1. Off the outside corner, it's three balls and one strike. Joe Swazi, who has the only hit today for Brooklyn, waiting on deck. Not only fans, some folks out taking photos. No, someone was here last night. They've got the Sugar Skull Cyclones cap on. As Saunders takes low for ball four. Second walk issued by Pham in the inning. And Brooklyn now with two on, two out for the designated hitter, Joe Swazi.
And Pham up over 70 pitches now on the afternoon. So all things considered, has done a nice job, but you have to wonder how much is left in the tank and how much longer the leash is on Pham with two on and two out.
Ignacio Feliz warming up in the bullpen as Swazi hits the first pitch on the ground at third. Wagner fields it at his chest, stares at Lugo, and then runs the third base back for the force to retire the side. So Brooklyn threatens with a pair of walks but unable to push a man across. We are five innings through on this Saturday in Brooklyn. 4-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Make sure to come out to Coney Island tomorrow for the best view in baseball from atop our Brooklyn rooftop. Unobstructed views of the Atlantic, Coney Island's Luna Park, Lower Manhattan, much more. All as a part of our Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30, 30 minutes before the 2 o'clock first pitch. Your ticket also includes a spot on the rooftop, a souvenir Cyclones cap. Tickets are $55, a $37 option if you're under the age of 21 or a designated driver. And pricing for brunches will increase before the event, so make sure to get your tickets today. Isaac Baloney to lead off for Aberdeen in the top of the sixth. And he attacks the first pitch, comes up empty, down and in. And the count 0-1. Bottom of the 3 o'clock hour, I'm Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. On Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network, Aberdeen a 4-0 lead, 2 in the first for them. 1 in the third, 1 more in the fourth as Parada and Garcia can't get on the same page. And Kevin will jog out to the mound to have a talk. Talking about Willie Mays celebrating his 92nd birthday, we'll get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question here in the sixth inning. Our question today, Willie Mays in 1955 became the originator of the 50-20 club, 50 dingers, 20 stolen bags. Took 41 years for someone else to accomplish the feat, the 0-1. Inside and low, 1-1. Who was that next person? There were two others outside of them that accomplished the feat. If you can name one of those three, do so by tweeting with the hashtag ConeyConvos. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Another change from Garcia. And it's 1-2. Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, celebrating his 92nd birthday on May the 6th. A 1-2. Low, it is 2-2. 660 homers, over 3,000 hits, a batting title, 4 home run titles, 4 stolen base titles. A 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Another changeup for Garcia. 4 straight punch-outs for the 23-year-old right-hander. Setting down by the belt and that changeup. Good downward bite. Brings up Luis Valdez. Has struck out and walked. Stole a couple of bases and came home on a single by Jackson Holliday. Righty's first pitch. And Valdez takes a strike, breaking ball. It is 0-1. Mays, one of just 18 players in Major League history to hit homers, 4 homers in a single game. April 30th, 1961, went 4-for-5, had 8 RBIs that day. As this hit hard but foul down the right field line, it is 0-2. Did it against the Milwaukee Braves against none other than one of the original home run kings, Hank Aaron. And hit 2 of the home runs off former All-Star and World Series MVP Lou Burdett. The 0-2 hit high in the air to right. Back into his left goes De Los Santos, slowing down by the warning track. And in front of the brown shaded turf, and the send in the clown sign makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Valdez couldn't quite muscle that against the breeze. Hit one out to left earlier in the series from the right-hand side. Base is empty, 2 out. Back to the top of the order in Max Wagner. But time now to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Mentioned Willie Mays, 50 homers, 20 stolen bases in 55. First man in history to do that. Who was second 41 years later? As Wagner takes a strike, it's 0-1. He had guesses for Ken Griffey Jr. He was one. Did it in 98. Was not the first man to do it after Willie. As Wagner takes low, it's 1-1. Alex Rodriguez did it in 2007 in the Bronx for the Yankees. But he wasn't the first man to do it after Willie Mays. The 1-1 hit high in the air to left. Back at the track goes Ramirez, and all he can do is turn and watch that one become a souvenir inside Luna Park. Max Wagner with a long home run to left field. Aberdeen has gone deep for the third straight day, and the Ironbirds have a 5-0 sixth inning lead. Third home run of the season for Max Wagner. His eighth RBI. And Ramirez gave a couple of courtesy steps but realized his effort was futile. And hopefully no animals in the trees were harmed with the making of that home run.
Make it now 7 home runs for Aberdeen over the last 2.5 games.
Brings up Jackson Holliday, 1-for-3 with an RBI single, was caught stealing by Parada. He takes low for ball one. But the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question, none other than former Baltimore Oriole Brady Anderson, who hit 50 homers, stole 21 bases for Baltimore in 96. As Holliday takes low, it is 2-0. Third baseman Lugo playing off the line. Aberdeen a run in on the homer. They lead by 5 as Holliday fouls it away. Swung so hard his helmet nearly flopped off. Count 2-1. I feel like I've seen that happen more this year than I ever have in my life. Swings, guys running the bases. A couple times Brooklyn's rounded third and the helmet's hanging on for dear life. 2-1. Inside and low, it's 3-1.
Maybe guys opting for looser helmets? I don't know.
Looser helmets or just bigger hair?
Yeah.
The helmet's not staying stationary. 3-1 to Holliday. Inside for ball 4. So after Garcia had retired 6 straight, a home run and a walk against the top of the Aberdeen lineup brings up Judd Fabian. Has walked twice, reached on an error, and scored a couple of runs. He's also swiped a pair of bases today.
This Garcia's second time through now.
Walked Fabian back in the fourth. First man he faced. First pitch to Judd, hit on the ground wide at third. And the count, no balls and 1 strike. Fabian, as Johnny mentioned earlier, out of the University of Florida. One of the youngest guys in the Cape League after his freshman year, was still 18 years old, playing for the Bourne Braves and a loaded team. Cardinals prospect Alec Burleson, former number one overall pick Henry Davis, who's now a double-A with the Pirates. And another guy that was on that team along with Fabian. No, he does not look like Darth Vader normally. Is that a check swing flare towards second? Fielded on a bounce by Guerrera. Sidearm throw to first in time. But there's also teammates on the Cape with his Aberdeen teammate, right-hander Nick Richmond, who pitched last night. Aberdeen picks up another run on the long dinger to left off the bat of Max Wagner. We are through 5.5 innings. 5-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Another pitching change coming, this time for Aberdeen. Out is Alex Pham. On is the new arm, Kyle Verbitsky. This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Verbitsky, one of the few guys in pro ball out of my alma mater, Penn State University, 6'7", 235, 24 years old, from Media, PA, acquired by the Orioles in a trade this offseason back in January with the Oakland A's. Cesar Berbessi, Kevin Parada, Jalen Palmer, the first three men he'll face. And the tall right-hander's first pitch fastball across for a strike. It is 0-1. Verbitsky making his fifth appearance, third out of the bullpen. The 0-1 is Cesar, who has struck out twice as low. It is 1-1. Verbitsky, 0-1 mark, a 12.66 ERA. 13 hits in 10 and 2-thirds, 9 walks, 12 punch-outs. The 1-1 to Berbessi. Off the plate in, it is 2-1. Final line for Alex Pham, his best start of the year. 5 innings of one-hit shutout baseball, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. 75 pitches, 43 strikes as Berbessi takes inside for ball 3. Pham, leaving the pitcher of record on the winning side, would be his first win of the year. That foul back off the window of a suite on the fourth level and back down onto the lower seating bowl. Our fan trying to keep score and get a souvenir, but a young fan able to beat him there. Gives it off to an even younger fan as Berbessi takes inside and low. Ball 4. Cheers all around here on Coney Island. We were talking earlier in the series, never got a foul ball during my career going to games as a fan. But I think now if I did get one at a game, I would probably just give it off to a younger fan. Those are moments that help make fans for life. Kevin Parada, the batter. That fastball low, it's 1-0. That was actually one of my favorite things this morning, driving from Brooklyn Heights over to Coney Island. Seeing a lot of ball fields across the borough filled with youth teams getting out, enjoying the beautiful weather, playing some rec games as Parada takes low 2-0. Maybe some travel ball games in progress as well. Always fun seeing the next generation of ball players out and taking advantage on an early spring day. Runner at first, nobody out. The 2-0 to Parada. Outside for ball 3. Kevin, a 5-game hitting streak coming into play today. But 0-for-2 so far this afternoon. Grounded out to third, his last trip in the fourth. Righty comes home. And Parada taking all the way. Looks at a strike. It's 3-1. Verbitsky, former 17th round pick of the A's in 2021 out of Penn State. Last year split his time between single-A Stockton, high-A Lansing in the A's system. The 3-1. Outside ball 4. And Parada works a walk. Back-to-back free passes to begin the night for Verbitsky. Here's Jalen Palmer. He's walked and struck out today 0-for-1. Fitting Verbitsky playing in Aberdeen. Their play-by-play man, Michael Mark Antonini, a Penn State grad like myself and Kyle. Last pitch Verbitsky did against Wilmington, game 2 of the doubleheader. Last Saturday, gave up 3 runs on 3 hits in 3 innings, suffered the loss that day. 2 on, nobody out. Brooklyn trailing by 5 in the first pitch to Jalen. Canarsie native taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Verbitsky coming over to the Orioles alongside left-hander Cole Irvin in exchange for minor league infielder Darryl Hernandez. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, tied up inside. It is 0-2. That happened back in January. Verbitsky, normally a guy with great control, is voted as having the best control in the A's system entering the season before the deal. 0-2, the count. Righty offers, and Palmer a charge down the right field line. This one hooking foul. Look out on the boardwalk for a free piece of leather. It is 0-2. Chance of Let's Go Cyclones. You see the boardwalk active. A lot of folks taking advantage of the gorgeous Saturday. Pitch outside, throw down to first, trickles into right field. On his way to third, Berbessi to second, Parada. Throw there, not in time. Berbessi thought about making the turn for home. So Retzbach trying to back pick Parada off first base, ends up spiking it into the right field turf. And now no longer a double play in order. Second and third, nobody out. And a 1-2 count on Palmer. That'll go down as an E2.
And if that's a better throw from Retzbach, Parada probably would have been out. I don't hate the decision, just poor execution on a misplay.
A 1-2 struck him out swinging. Gorgeous breaking ball from Verbitsky. And Palmer a hack and a miss for strike three. First strikeout today for the right-hander. One down in the sixth. Now it's Alex Ramirez, 0-2, has fly to left, fly to center so far today. Trying to extend his on-base streak. Speaking of which, talking about Penn State, was just announced it'll be the first Big Ten game on NBC. Talking about the Kentucky Derby, that'll also be on NBC later. As Ramirez swings and misses, 0-1. Berbessi at third, Parada at second, one out. Nearing the top of the 4 o'clock hour. A righty comes home, and Ramirez watches that bend in for a strike. It is 0-2. Corners are in, middle infield back. The 0-2 to Rami, outside. And the count moves to a ball and two strikes. Everyone on the top step of either dugout. Nobody wants to be in the shade. The 1-2. Outside and low 2-2. That's also something I've noticed throughout the course of this season. Home road, not only for Brooklyn, but for their opponents as well. More often than not, everybody has been on the top step of the dugout, which is always a good thing to see. Everyone engaged, rooting on their teammates, keeping themselves abreast as to what is going on the field. 2-2. High, it's a full count. Got a couple of guys giving their legs a break, taking a seat on the bench. For the most part, everybody in the sunshine, trying to get their best look at the ball field. A payoff pitch. Ramirez pulls it on the ground, but just a few inches foul. Rolling in a foul ground in front of the third base bag. It stays at 3-2. See Benito Garcia. Good reason why he's sitting. Likely go back out for the top half of the seventh inning. Although there is action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Jace Beck up and throwing. Earned a win earlier this week. Cyclones also made a bunch of roster moves earlier today. We'll get you that in a moment. Payoff pitch. Fouled away again.
You missing an iPhone with a black pop socket? Our PA man, Rick. Are pop sockets still in? I wasn't aware that those were still a trendy tool to have on your phone case.
I don't know. I'm not the person to go to for trends. Although I could probably use one so I won't drop my phone as much as I do. Is it a phone or is it a basketball? Well, if it's not a trendy thing anymore, certainly make it easier to find yours out of the pack. Is this a line drive? Base hit center field. Scoring Berbessi, Parada to the plate. Throw in by Fabian up the third base line. And not in time. Alex Ramirez extends his on-base streak to 17 consecutive with a 2-RBI single to center. And Brooklyn has trimmed the lead down to 3. It is 5-2 in the sixth. Ramirez, his 13th and 14th RBIs of the year, second on the team. And a big base hit for Rami, as now the Cyclones all of a sudden have the tying run on deck. William Lugo has struck out and walked. And the first pitch to him is popped in the air left side of the infield. Fighting the sunshine is Wagner. Backing up and over his left shoulder makes the play. Nicely done without any sunglasses. That big yellow ball of fire hovering right above the diamond. Two away. Man at first for Omar De Los Santos has popped up in the infield, flied out to center. Brooklyn activating Christian Scott, right-handed pitcher. Finished the season last year in Brooklyn with six games, had a sub-4 ERA. As De Los Santos takes high for ball one, made a start for single-A St. Lucie on Wednesday night against Jupiter. The 1-0. De Los Santos hits one on the ground to short. Holiday underhand flip to Ben Cosme, covering to end the inning. But Brooklyn picks up a pair to cut the lead down to three. The other roster move, Jose Mena rejoining the Cyclones from AA Binghamton. Drake Osborne placed on the team's temporarily inactive list. To the seventh, Brooklyn on the board. They trail 5-2 on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Always great on a sunny day like this to see what jerseys fans are rocking. See a couple of Pete Alonso Polar Bear jerseys today. Someone's got a Greg Maddux Cubs jersey on up along the third baseline. Saw a Phillies Ranger Suarez jersey. Someone in a Braves Ronald Acuna Jr. jersey. And we've also got some form of kite floating across the sky out in left center field, out high above the video board. Now at above Luna Park. I don't think that's a UFO. That was earlier in the season here in Brooklyn as we move to the seventh. Aberdeen a 5-2 lead. Here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Some impressive threads on display this afternoon at Maimonides Park. First pitch of the seventh inning is a breaking ball that misses down and away for ball one to Adam Retzbach. Aberdeen 5, Brooklyn 2 after the Cyclones got a pair back in the sixth on an Alex Ramirez 2-RBI single. 1-0, hit in the air, on the right side, shallow right field, green shaded turf, and a two-handed catch made by the second baseman Guerrera for out number one. Brooklyn two runs on two hits. Aberdeen 5-on-3. Base hits have been at a premium this afternoon, but both teams putting runs up on the board despite that. And now Frederick Ben-Cosme with the bases empty and one gone. Before Ben-Cosme steps up to bat, though, the home plate umpire just getting some things squared away.
And the change is because Ben-Cosme will not be the batter. Erison Placencia has grabbed a bat and will hit for him.
So it is indeed Placencia who stands in now. Ben-Cosme did have an RBI double earlier in this contest in the third inning. But for whatever reason, it's Placencia who comes in now. First pitch. Fastball misses inside to Placencia. And it's one ball and no strikes to the righty batter. Entirety of the field still bathing in sunlight. 1-0. Misses down and away. And it's 2-0. We're covered in shade. Suspended high above home on the fourth level. Press box level here at Maimonides Park. Two balls, no strikes, one out, bases empty. The pitch. Swinging a comebacker. Gloved by Garcia, who hustles over to first, and an underhand flick for out number two. Good reflexes by Garcia to remain cool, calm, collected, and get the relay over in time to retire Plasencia. So two away now, and the base is empty for Max Costas. Brooklyn starter Yoander Suarez went 3 1/3 in this ballgame. Gave up 4 runs, 3 of them earned. First pitch, fastball away, misses to Costas, and it's 0-1. Since coming on, Garcia has allowed 2 runs. One in the fourth, another in the sixth on a Max Wagner solo home run. 1-0, tipped foul, and Parada caught the worst of that one. Lost his mask. And relays the ball over to the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. And the home plate umpire, Christian Arguesa, out to have a word with Benito Garcia. 1-1 is the count with 2 outs. Meeting has dispatched, and Arguesa back behind the plate, reapplies his mask before a 1-1 delivery. Nobody on, 2 gone. Aberdeen 5-2 here in the top of the seventh. Garcia gets the sign from Parada, 1-1. Foul back off the handle of the righty batter, Costas, and it's 1-2. Good to see all of the amusement park rides on Luna Park in operation on this Saturday afternoon. I'm sure that will be the case moving forward. 1-2. A slow roller on the left side. Plenty of time for the third baseman Lugo to collect, and he relays over to first in time to retire the side. A 1-2-3 for Benito Garcia in the top of the seventh. His Cyclone still down 5-2. Bottom seven coming right up from Maimonides Park on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
All stretched out here at Maimonides Park, bottom of the seventh. Aberdeen 5, Brooklyn 2 in game number 5 of 6. Between these two teams, 7-8-9 for the Cyclones in the home of the seventh. Justin Guerrero, Warren Saunders, and Joe Swasey. First Guerrero, 0-2 today with 2 swinging strikeouts. Kyle Verbitsky, the second Aberdeen pitcher of the day, his first pitch. Guerrero shows bunt, pops it up foul behind home plate, into the netting, and it's 0-1. Brooklyn 2 runs on 2 hits. 9 outs left to work with if they want to mount some sort of comeback in the late stages here. The 0-1, Guerrero takes up and away for ball 1, and the count 1-1. Another former Cyclone making waves in the pros last night, 1-1 pitch. Guerrero checks his swing and did not go around. So 2-1. Wilmer Flores, a pinch hit home run with the San Francisco Giants last night, 2-1. Guerrera takes, misses down and away, and it's 3-1. 9 pinch hit home runs since the start of 2016 for Wilmer. 3-1, down and away, ball 4, and Guerrera's aboard. So the first man of this bottom of the 7th on base in the person of Justin Guerrera brings up Warren Saunders. With nobody out, the Cyclones still down 5-2. Those 9 pinch hit homers, 2 more than anyone else in the majors during that span since the start of 2016. Warren Saunders next, first pitch. Takes a change up on the outer black for a called strike. It's 0-1. Of course, so many of those pinch hit homers coming with the Mets for Wilmer. 8 games with Brooklyn in 2008, the 0-1. Good fastball from Verbitsky with some late life on it. And Saunders behind quickly 0-2. He was just 16 years old during that 08 season on Coney Island. And time is called by the righty batter Saunders before an 0-2 delivery. Hit 267 as well across those 8 games. A small sample size. Still an effective one, though, for the then teenager. Verbitsky out of his stretch. 0-2 pitch. Spikes it in the dirt. And a good hockey goalie move by Retzbach behind home plate to keep that ball in front of him. So 1-2, nobody out. Aberdeen 5, Brooklyn 2. Guerrera, about 3 strides off the bag at first base, being held on by De Leon. 1-2 pitch. Slow roller on the left side. This could be 2 on the second for 1. Over to first in time. A tailor-made 6-4-3 double play. Holiday to Plasencia to De Leon. And just like that, there are 2 gone with the bases empty. Now Joe Swazi stands in. Designated hitter today for this Cyclone squad. 1-2 on the afternoon. Righty arm on righty bat, the pitch. Fastball taken for a strike, and it's 0-1 to Joe. These 2 teams right back at it tomorrow at 2 p.m. to close up shop on this 6-game set. 0-1. Swazi swings and misses. And a fastball at the letters, and Joe will need to get defensive now behind 0-2. Swazi hits safely in 7 of his last 9 games. And he calls time, steps out, readjusts those batting gloves before he kicks around some dirt and stands in waiting on an 0-2. Verbitsky quickly into his wine. 0-2 delivery, poked foul up over the netting and towards the parking lot. So we'll try it again at 0-2. Joe, an impressive .375 batting average with runners in scoring position this season. That not the case here, though, with the bases empty. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Swazi barely lifted the bat off that right shoulder and works the count to 1-2. Alex Pham, Aberdeen starter, 5 scoreless, only allowed 1 hit. Verbitsky's 1-2, misses well upstairs. And it's 2-2. The only 2 Brooklyn runs of this ball game coming in the home 6th. 2 RBI base knock off the bat of Alex Ramirez. 2-2 to Swazi. Fouls it back yet again. Joe staying alive. Picturesque day. Like a scene out of a Norman Rockwell painting. The Luna Park backdrop, the Atlantic Ocean beyond it. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Pulled the string on an 82-mile-per-hour change. Swazi out in front of it. So Verbitsky faces the minimum in the home 7th. We move to the 8th. The Cyclone still down 5-2 here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to 2 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscription to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
This pitching change is brought to you by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. Justin Rock here with you. Johnny Gadamowitz, my partner. Jace Beck, the third arm used today by Chris Newell and the Cyclones, will face off against the bottom third of the Aberdeen lineup. And the first pitch he throws today, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball outside. It is 1-0. De Leon, a hat trick. Three at-bats, three strikeouts. And Beck fires a strike on the outside corner. It is 0-1. Beck, one of the taller men on the roster. This fouled straight to the screen. It is 1-2. Listed at 6'9", 230 pounds. Will turn 23 in June from Tuttle, Oklahoma. A 1-2 from Jace. Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. Back goes Ramirez to the warning track. What a bat flip from De Leon as that one sails out to the left of the light stanchion. De Leon just flung it in the direction of his third base dugout, his bat that being. A ball sailing out into the trees. His second home run of the series. And Aberdeen gets one of the two runs back off the Ramirez single. It is 6-2 in the eighth. So Isaac De Leon, who was a late scratch from the lineup yesterday, homers off Jace Beck, and Bologna swings and misses. It is 0-1. Beck working quickly, misses up and away. It's 1-1. For De Leon, his second home run, his 10th RBI. 1-1, hit high in the air, this time to right. Drifting towards the line, sunglasses on De Los Santos, and right by the bill of his navy, Cap makes the play for the first out of the eighth inning. Final line for Benito Garcia, 3 2/3, a run on one hit. That was the home run by Wagner. Two walks, four Ks. 51 pitches, 30 strikes. Luis Valdez 0 for 2 with a walk. And he takes high for ball one. Numbers for Beck this year. His sixth appearance, 1-1, a 4.26 ERA entering play. As Valdez takes a strike at the letters, it's 1-1. Six hits in 6 1/3 innings. Working quickly, the 1-1. Inside, 2-1. Nine walks, 16 Ks, a 2.22 opponent average. The 2-1, swing through a 94-mile-an-hour fastball up. And it evens at 2-2. Aberdeen, six runs on four hits. An error, they have left seven. The 2-2, inside all the way to the backstop. That was actually ball three. Valdez thought it was ball four because he looked up at the scoreboard, said it was 3-1. It was off by a pitch, and Valdez will grab his black bat and get back in the left-handed batter's box. So 3-2 now. Here's the pitch. Struck him out swinging. 93-mile-an-hour fastball up for Beck. Two down now in the eighth inning. Painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Max Wagner homered his last time up. That was against Garcia. 1-for-3 has also been hit by a pitch. That ball glances off the mitt of Parada for ball one. Brooklyn, two runs, two hits, an error. They have left four as Wagner takes a called strike on the outer half. It is 1-1. Wind still blowing out towards left field, the 1-1 pitch, and Wagner out in front of the changeup. Jace ahead 1-2. Even with the sunshine, see a couple of fans still sporting the Brooklyn Beanie giveaway today. First 1,500 fans through the gates received one of those. Ironically, on the one day, you don't need it. The 1-2 pitch outside 2-2. Certainly would have came in handy last night. The 2-2 from Beck outside and low. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Got to give a shout out to Kevin Taylor, KTBeast 918. He chimed in from Biloxi, Mississippi. He got our Coney Convo's trivia question right, nailing Brady Anderson. And chiming in with an uncyclone friendly, let's go O's. This hit in the air to right, back into his left, De Los Santos lunges and can't make the catch as it rolls up against the fence. Hitting second on his way to third, Wagner, the throw in, cut off by Berbessi. Max Wagner has homered and tripled in each of his last two at-bats. And the Ironbirds have a man at third and two out in the eighth inning. Just outside of the reach of De Los Santos, trying to make the grab down by his ankles. And Wagner, as soon as that ball got down, was thinking three all the way. For Max, that is his second three-bagger of the year. Now it's Jackson Holliday, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And Beck offers a strike to his fellow Oklahoma native. It is 0-1. Holliday walked his last time, struck out his first two trips, has reached in every single game he has played this season between two levels. And Holliday takes another strike. He falls behind 0-2. Hear the screams of people enjoying the Thunderbolt coaster beyond the left field scoreboard. The 0-2, this tap towards the third base side, going to be a tough play. Lugo bare hands and has no throw. It's an RBI infield single for Jackson Holliday. His third RBI, or rather fourth RBI in an Ironbird uniform. His second ribby today. And Aberdeen now in front 7-2, back to a 5-run advantage. There was just no chance for Lugo to make a play on that ball with Holliday's speed and how softly it was hit. One on, two out. Judd Fabian, the batter, 0-for-2, has walked a couple of times, reached on an error. And he takes high for ball one. A tough break for Beck. Elicits sweet contact, but couldn't get the out to end the inning. Throw back to first, and Holliday in standing. Aberdeen a 7-2 lead. They've scored in all but 3 innings today. Held off the board in the 2nd, the 5th, and the 7th. Got 2 across now in the 8th, the 1-0. And a tomahawk swing and a miss by Fabian. Fastball up at 95. It's 1-1. Third baseman Lugo playing towards the line. The 1-1 from Beck. Fastball missing up and away. And the count now, 2 balls and 1 strike. Good speed over at first, the 2-1. And there's a fastball strike. Count 2-2. Quinn Brody up and throwing in Brooklyn's right field bullpen with Beck at 26 pitches in the inning. Saunders holds on the man at first. Now the righty is 2-2. Breaking ball popped in the air. Third base side. This one a souvenir towards the rooftop. It'll actually land on the concourse Up along the third base way, right in front of the team store. It is still a two-ball, two-strike count. Mets just about to get underway at Citi Field. Former Cyclone Tyler McGill against Austin Gomber, one of the guys Mateo Gill was traded with to Colorado for Nolan Arenado. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. Fastball up and away at 93. And the side retired in the eighth. But Aberdeen strikes for two more runs, including a home run to start the frame from Isaac De Leon. We move to the bottom of the eighth inning. 7-2 Ironbirds on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Great scene here on Coney Island just a few moments ago. King Henry taking some time in the middle of the eighth inning to recognize one of our own, Tommy Cordero. This is his last home game as a member of the Cyclone staff. As King Henry announcing to the crowd here on Coney Island, just accepted a job. Going to join our old buddy Keith Rad with the New York Mets, getting a job in player relations. Kyle Verbitsky back to work to start the bottom of the eighth inning as Cesar Berbessi takes a called strike. It's 0-1. We're going to miss having Tommy around here on Coney Island, but look forward to seeing him at Citi Field as this is a soft ground ball up the middle. Fielded on a backhand to his right by Plasencia, but the off-balance throw in the dirt, not in time. Cesar Berbessi on base for the second straight time. He's got an infield single. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man aboard to begin the eighth inning.
That very quietly, only the third Brooklyn base hit of the night. Cyclone offense that has been held in check for whatever reason, but now hopefully the meat of this batting order with Kevin Parada up now trying to change that.
Parada 0-2 with a walk. He takes a off-speed pitch low at 89. It is 1-0, Tommy. Smiling, talking to King Henry alongside Caitlin Hertz, our head groundskeeper, behind the right-handed batter, Parada. As Kevin takes a strike, it is 1-1. A lot of folks like Tommy here who really treated Johnny and I with such incredible kindness and friendship straight out of the gate here. The swing and a miss, 1-2. Some of the staff coming over to wish Tommy the best of luck. All extremely well deserved. Can't wait to see what great things he does for the Mets in Flushing. The 1-2. Foul ball off the mask of Retzbach. It's still one ball and two strikes. And as we've seen here in Brooklyn, more than just Tommy. Of course, Keith Rad on the call with Howie Rose today at Citi Field. Jake Eisenberg, who's another former broadcaster here, was on the call on Bally Sports yesterday for the Royals on TV. More than just the players here on Coney Island making their way to the big leagues. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Down and away at 81. Parada down on strikes for the first down in the eighth inning. Third K today for Verbitsky. Brings up Jalen Palmer, who has walked and struck out twice. Also been caught stealing. He is 0-2. That pitch outside of Jalen, 1-0. Sun still shining on the diamond. Shadows creeping out from behind home plate. 1-0 is taken for a called strike. And it's one ball and one strike. Aberdeen, two in the first, one in the third and fourth. One more in the sixth, two in the eighth. Brooklyn's only two runs on a Ramirez single in the sixth. The 1-1. Palmer watches a heater. Across for a called strike two. Take a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard in this eighth inning. Verbitsky from the stretch in the third base side of the hill. The 1-2. Fastball called strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Verbitsky. Two out now in the eighth. You look at what's going on in the South Atlantic League. Wilmington a 1-0 lead in Hudson Valley. Top of the second, Hickory and Jersey Shore just underway in North Carolina. Winston-Salem and Greensboro going to get underway a little bit later today. It's 7 o'clock. As Ramirez takes outside, it's 1-0. Hickory and Jersey Shore will start at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, as will Roman Bowling Green. Asheville and Greenville will get underway at 6:05 tonight in Asheville. As Ramirez, a high fly ball, left-hand side, giving a look, Wagner, but this will get into the seats, actually onto the canopy along the third base line. It's 1-1. Looking at the Mets, they're at home today against the Rockies, a 1-0 winner yesterday. They trail 1-0 going to the home first. Elias Diaz, an RBI single for the Rocks. 1-1. Called strike. Ramirez doesn't agree. Shakes his head in disagreement. It's 1-2. Triple-A Syracuse playing a doubleheader today at home against Lehigh Valley. Dropped the opener 5-1. Trail game two in the third, 2-0. 1-2. Struck him out. Pitch down and away. And after Verbitsky allows a leadoff infield base hit, strikes out the next three in order to retire the side. No runs, one hit, one left. We move to the ninth here on a sunny Saturday on Coney Island. It is 7-2. Aberdeen will take a break as you take a look at some out-of-town scores on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones KidCaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Oh, Jace Beck's day officially comes to an end. His final line, one inning, three hits, two runs, both of them earned, two strikeouts, no walks. The Cyclones down 7-2 as we enter the ninth, and on to pitch the ninth inning is Quinn Brody. The lefty arm out of Stanford, former position player, turned pitcher with some pitching expertise. A little bit of a background, spent some time as a pitcher during his freshman year at Stanford. But had never taken the bump in a professional setting until this year, converted this past offseason, making his second appearance of this series, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Bottom of the 4 o'clock hour, Aberdeen is 7-2 lead. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. First pitch from Quinn Brody. This is up and in for ball one to Adam Retzbach, 0-3 with a walk. Brody making his seventh appearance. No record, of 3.38 ERA. Seven hits in eight innings. Eight walks, seven strikeouts. As Retzbach fouls it off the hands, it is 1-1. Brody last pitched on Thursday against Aberdeen, gave up four unearned runs. on two hits in an inning. 1-1. Beautiful slider down and in. And Retzbach waves over the top of it. It is 1-2. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates on this gorgeous Saturday. Double-A Binghamton will play at 6:35 tonight. Somerset, New Jersey against the Patriots. 1-2. Is low, it is 2-2. Former Cyclone Jose Chacin will make the start for the Rumble Ponies tonight. 2-2 the count. Brody from the extreme third base side of the mound. Misses high with a fastball. 91 on the gun. It is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Only other game on the docket today down in Florida. St. Lucie at home against Jupiter Marlins affiliate. Slider on the inside corner, strike three looking. Two of the best sliders we've seen from Brody so far this year. Some really good bite in on the hands of the right-handed batter. That paint in the corner, strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Erison Plasencia grounded out to the mound in his first at-bat, hitting for Ben Cosme in the seventh. And he takes up and away for ball one.
Brooklyn pitchers have had 15 strikeouts tonight. These Aberdeen bats, even though they are putting up the runs, a lot of whiffs and misses.
1-0, a lot of walks and whiffs and misses the last couple of days. That high, it is 2-0 now on Plasencia. Brooklyn pitching 7 walks, 15 strikeouts today. 15 strikeouts, not quite the most in a game this year. They struck out 17 against Winston-Salem back in mid-April. 2-0, Plasencia line drive. That's going to dunk into right field for a base hit. Over to cut it off towards the line, De Los Santos. Erison Plasencia has his second hit of the season. And Aberdeen a one-out base runner in the ninth for Max Costas. Costas walked in his second plate appearance. Couple of ground balls and a strikeout tonight. Also has an RBI 0 for 3. It'll be Leonel Ovalles starts for St. Lucie today at home against Jupiter. Now the first pitch to Costas, check swings. Home plate umpire Argueza said it grabbed a piece of the knob of the bat on its way into Parada's mitt. And the count 0-1. Mets have tied the game. Pete Alonso, RBI ground out. The 0-1 from Brody. And this slider caught Costas. Too much arc on that ball this time. And grabbed Costas right above the knee. And Aberdeen with 2-on-1 out of the ninth inning for Isaac De Leon. Homered off Beck, leading off the eighth inning. He is 1-for-4. Great news in baseball yesterday. Liam Hendricks back on the bump for the White Sox in the minor leagues. First pitch to De Leon. Changeup. Swing and a miss. It is 0-1. Made his first rehab appearance for AAA Charlotte yesterday. First live action for Hendricks in 214 days. 2 weeks removed from announcing he was cancer-free. In the dirt, 1-1 now on De Leon. Perfect bottom of the seventh. And a 2-0 loss for the Knights against the Braves affiliate Gwinnett. Entered in the seventh, got a standing ovation from not only the fans, but the umpires and players, not only his teammates, but his opponents, the Stripers as well. The 1-1, high over by the ear flaps of De Leon's helmet. 2-1 now on the Aberdeen first baseman. And Hendricks said, while he was touched by the gestures, made it harder for him to pitch. Which you can understand. A lot of emotions. Runner's break for second and third. Pitch high. The throw down by Parada. Late, not in time. A double steal by Plasencia and Costas. It's now 3-1 on De Leon. And Aberdeen continuing to run wild and free here on Coney Island. Infield in all around. The 3-1 from Brody. Swing and a miss. Fastball cut on and missed. It is full 3-2. Make that 9 stolen bases now today for the Ironbirds. They lead by 5, trying to add to it. Brody's payoff pitch. Struck him out. Change up down and away. Second strikeout tonight for Brody, number 16 for Brooklyn's pitching staff. Two out of the ninth for Isaac Baloney. Struck out twice, been hit by a pitch and fly to right. But Hendricks said he went through his warm-up pitches. They made the PA announcement. And both teams got out of their dugouts and started clapping. There's a breaking ball in at the knees. It's 0-1. Said, don't get me wrong, it's really, really nice, and I very much appreciate it. But it made me emotional. And I'm a guy who pitches on anger, and it's really hard to get angry when you know the other team is full of nice people who would do something like that. The 0-1. Check swing didn't go. Offering high, it's 1-1. And Hendricks added he's just happy to have an inning where he got 3 outs. Never about the pitch count. It's getting loose, getting in, and getting out. The 1-1. Cut and a miss. Parada pointing back out at Brody. Love the placement on that 1-1 pitch. It's 1-2. He said he got a swing and miss on his fastball. Weak contact on some sliders. Culmination of hard work, support, and faith. After 5 months of therapy with doctors and nurses, as Brody offers a pitch that's fouled up the first base line. Remains 1-2. Plasencia at third. Costas at second. Two out. Top of the ninth. Aberdeen a 7-2 lead. Trying to take a 3-2 series lead ahead of the finale tomorrow afternoon. A 1-2 offering from Brody. Hit on the ground up the first base line. Foul. And it stays at a ball and two strikes. Brooklyn in the ninth will have Lugo, De Los Santos, and Guerrera. 5, 6, and 7 due up against a new arm in the Aberdeen bullpen. O'Reilly throwing in left. One, two now from Brody. Struck him out on the slider. Down and away, dripping out of the zone. And Brody strikes out 3 in the ninth to strand a pair in scoring position. Best we've seen Brody's slider look throughout the course of his young pitching career. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn needs 5 to tie, 6 to walk it off. Why not? 7-2 Aberdeen as we move along here on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We move to the bottom of the ninth. The Brooklyn Bats are down by 5, 7-2. Cyclones trying to make things interesting here as we progress down the home stretch. And a new pitcher in the game
for Aberdeen. It's Ignacio Feliz as Kyle Verbitsky's day is over after three innings. Two hits, two runs, only one of them earned. Five strikeouts to three walks. So Justin Feliz on to try to slam the door on these Brooklyn bats.
Feliz, right-hander, will come in. His first appearance of the series. 6'1", 180 pounds, 23 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican. Acquired by the Orioles in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. Former Padres prospect. As William Lugo will step in. A round of applause for the Brooklyn fans. Cyclones trailing by five in the first pitch of the night from Feliz. Is inside for ball one. Pitch of the number is for Ignacio. 1-0. And a wave through an elevated fastball at 94. It's 1-1. Feliz making his sixth appearance. 0-2 mark at 12.86 ERA. Righty offers. William fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. Feliz, eight hits allowed in seven innings, has walked two, struck out 10. 286 opponent average. He's hit four batters and given up a couple of dingers. 1-2. Fastball at the letters. Strike three called. Lugo down on strikes for the first out of the ninth inning. Final line for Kyle Verbitsky. Three innings, two runs, one earned on two hits. Walked three, struck out five. Verbitsky, 58 pitches, 35 strikes. Omar De Los Santos 0 for 3. Has popped up twice, grounded into a fielder's choice. And he takes low for ball one. Feliz actually originally signed out of the Dominican by the Guardians. 1-0. Rolled wide of the third base coach's box. It's 1-1. He's traded in November of 2018 in exchange for former Met right-hander Walker Lockett. That's how he ended up with San Diego, 1-1. Fastball cut on and missed. And it's 1-2. Feliz, despite being a reliever, considered one of the 10 Orioles prospects to watch outside of their top 30 by Baseball America. This is bats at an elite level. Get that fastball up to 98. 95 there as De Los Santos swings and misses for strike three. Five straight strikeouts for Aberdeen pitchers after the leadoff base hit by Berbessi in the eighth. The last six outs for Aberdeen's pitching staff have been strikeouts. And the last line of defense tonight for Brooklyn is Justin Guerrero. Struck out twice and walked. And the first pitch to the Connecticut native is a breaking ball that disappears down. It's 0-1. Will be Tyler Stewart against Cooper Chandler tomorrow. 1:45 our pregame show, 2 o'clock first pitch. Guerrero takes high, it's 1-1. First 1,000 fans will get a giveaway, cross body bag giveaway. At high, 2-1. Wanted to get the right name on it. My immediate thought was fanny pack, but it is officially a cross body bag. Gates open at 1 o'clock tomorrow. As Guerrero takes low, it's three balls and one strike. Lawrence Saunders, the first baseman, waiting on deck. Feliz from the extreme first base side of the hill, the 3-1. And a fastball poured by him inside. And the Cyclones down to their final strike. Aberdeen had a four-game losing streak coming into Thursday, trying to make it three straight wins. The 3-2 on the inner half. Strike three called, and the ball game is over as the Ironbirds take their third straight over the Cyclones. Your final score this afternoon, Aberdeen 7 and Brooklyn 2. Take a break. When we come back, we will have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to the series finale tomorrow afternoon. Again, your final Ironbirds over the Cyclones 7-2. Back with our final thoughts after these words on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Justin Guerrero from Watertown, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Certainly make it easier to find yours out of the pack as it's a line drive. Base hit center field. Scoring Berbessi, Parada to the plate. Throw in by Fabian up the third base line and not in time. Alex Ramirez extends his on-base streak to 17 consecutive with a two RBI single to center. And Brooklyn has tripped the lead down to three. It is 5-2 in the sixth. That two-run single by Alex Ramirez, the only runs Brooklyn would score today, but they are indeed our play of the game. Brought to you by Howe's Potato Chips, New York made, Brooklyn born. Howe's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Aberdeen scoring two in the first inning. Never look back as they defeat Brooklyn this afternoon by a final of 7-2. Aberdeen with the win today, improving to 10-14. Brooklyn dropping to 8-14 with the defeat. And Johnny, for the second straight day, really the third straight day, Aberdeen starting fast, and they use that to speed their way to a victory.
Starting fast, starting furious, Justin, as Max Wagner was hit by a pitch to start the game. He later came home to score on a balk to plate the game's first run. But that was not the only run that Aberdeen would score in the inning. A couple of batters later, a Max Costas RBI ground out to shortstop scored Judd Fabian, who had previously reached on an error, for the second Aberdeen run of the day. So all things considered, Yoander Suarez got himself into a bit of trouble in that first inning, Brooklyn's starting pitcher, but got out of it with only two runs allowed as Aberdeen stranded a pair after Suarez struck out Isaac De Leon to end the top of the first. So Brooklyn had their work cut out for them right from the jump. No answer in the bottom of the first, nothing either in the bottom of the second after Aberdeen did not score in the top half of inning number two. In the third, though, the Ironbird bats came back alive, and namely, Judd Fabian walked to lead off the inning. He stole second base, later came home to score on an RBI double off the bat of Frederick Ben Cosme. So that made it Aberdeen 3 and Brooklyn nothing heading into the fourth. And in the fourth, the Ironbirds would score yet again after Luis Valdez led off the inning with a walk, stole second base, very similarly to what Judd Fabian had done one inning prior. Jackson Holliday knocked in Valdez with an RBI single to make it 4-0. No scoring on either side in the fifth as the Brooklyn bats continued to be silenced. Alex Pham, the starter for Aberdeen, was tremendous. Five innings, one hit, no runs. He got the win, six strikeouts to three walks. In the top of the sixth, already the luxury of a 5-0 lead, Aberdeen added on another, a solo shot off the bat of Max Wagner to make it 6-0. Home six, though, Brooklyn did have a response after Cesar Perpesi led off the inning with a walk. Kevin Parada was walked one batter later, and then Alex Ramirez knocked home both of them on a two RBI single to give Brooklyn its first and only runs of the game. So that cut into the deficit a little bit, let's call it, made it 5-2, and then Aberdeen in the eighth added on two more just for good measure. And Isaac De Leon solo home run to start the top of the eighth, and then after Max Wagner tripled, Jackson Holliday, his second RBI single of the day, brought Wagner, the leadoff man, home to make it 7-2, which would indeed be our final. No scoring on either side in the ninth inning. So Aberdeen, 7 runs, 7 hits, an error, and 10 men left. Brooklyn, 2 runs on 3 hits, an error, 5 men left. Alex Pham, the winner, he moves to 1-1. Yoander Suarez, the loss, he is dropped to 0-2. Aberdeen improves to 10-14 on the season. Brooklyn dropped to 8-14 on the season. Final time of game, 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,909 people. So Brooklyn aims to get back in the win column tomorrow after Aberdeen takes 3 straight. Best the Cyclones can hope for tomorrow, Justin, a series split in the final of the 6-game set.
We'll try and finish this homestand on a positive note before the Cyclones pack up, hit the road for 2 consecutive weeks starting on Tuesday. Let's take a look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard before we say goodbye. Hudson Valley Wilmington in the top half of the fourth inning. Blue Rocks a 1-0 lead on a Trey Lipscomb RBI. Everything else in the league hasn't started yet. 5 o'clock, Hickory hosting Jersey Shore. Rafael Marcano will go for the Blue Claws. Winston Santos for the Crawdads. Rome hosts Bowling Green at 5 o'clock. Asheville at home against Greenville at 6:05. Michael Knorr will go for the Tourists. It'll be Grant Gambrell for the Greenville Drive, and Winston-Salem at home against Greensboro. Their first pitch slated for 7 Eastern. Mets and Rockies battling game 2 of their series from Citi Field. Rockies a 2-1 lead in the top of the third inning. Tyler McGill against Austin Gomber. Triple-A Syracuse lost game 1 of a doubleheader, 5-1 to Lehigh Valley. Phillies affiliate today, DJ Stewart, hitting his 6th home run of the year. Game 2 is in the middle of the 5th, and Syracuse trailing that one 2-0. David Griffin, former Cyclone, has thrown 5 innings of 2-run ball for the Mets. Double-A Binghamton on the road tonight, 6:35 start at Somerset against the Yankees affiliate, the Patriots. Jose Chacin, the former Cyclone, will get the ball there. And Single-A St. Lucie at home against Jupiter, 6:10 start from Clover Park. Leonel Ovalles will get the start, 1-1, a 3.95 ERA for the St. Lucie Mets. Major League Baseball scoreboard before we say goodbye. Cardinals and Tigers tied at 5, bottom of the 8th. The Cubs doubling up the Marlins 4-2 in the 8th as well. End of 2 at the Trop. The Rays a 2-0 lead on the struggling Yankees. Guardians and Twins play at 6:10. Logan Allen against Sonny Gray. Blue Jays in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates at 6:35. Jose Barrios against Johan Oviedo. Reds and White Sox from Cincinnati at 6:40. Nick Lodolo against Mike Clevenger. A's and Royals at 7:10. Brady Singer against Ken Waldichuk. Phillies host the Red Sox at 7:15. Bailey Falter up against Corey Kluber. Orioles will be in Atlanta to take on the Braves at 7:15. Kyle Bradish against Spencer Strider. Giants and Brewers from San Francisco. Alex Cobb against Colin Ray. Nationals in Arizona taking on the D-backs at 8:10. It'll be Mackenzie Gore for the Nationals and Tommy Henry, the lefty, for the D-backs. Padres host the Dodgers, 8:40. Blake Snell against Dustin May. Rangers and Angels, 9:07 from Anaheim. Reed Detmers against Nathan Eovaldi. And the Mariners and Astros, the late game tonight at 9:40. Marco Gonzalez. And it'll be J.P. France to make his Major League debut, the right-hander for Houston. Our series will wrap up tomorrow. First 1,000 fans through the gates will get a Brooklyn Cross body bag. Also, our Jewish Heritage Day, as Eric Holtz, the manager of Team Israel, will throw out a ceremonial first pitch. Kids run the bases after the game. Our backyard carnival will be in full swing. Our Sunday brunch up on the rooftop. And an ice cream sundae as well for the first 1,500 kids, 14 and under. We'll get free Dippin' Dots tomorrow, so bring the family out. Get yourself a free souvenir. Get yourself and the kids some Dippin' Dots and enjoy yourself some baseball. It'll be Tyler Stewart for Brooklyn tomorrow. 0-1, a 1.93 ERA. That's the best earned run average in the league. Cooper Chandler, 1-1, a 4.63 ERA will go for the Orioles affiliate. Gates open at 1. Coverage starts at 1:45, 2 o'clock with our first pitch. That'll do it for us on this Saturday afternoon. For our entire ownership group, our vice president, Stephen Cohen, our general manager, Kevin Mahoney, our assistant GM, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island. Shout out to Tommy Cordero, his final game with the Cyclones before he moves on to take a player relations job across the boroughs in Flushing with the Mets. And, of course, for my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island. We're again your final, Aberdeen 7 and Brooklyn 2. We hope you join us again tomorrow afternoon for the series finale. But until then, enjoy your Saturday. Enjoy the Kentucky Derby. And for those of you watching basketball, enjoy the end of the Knicks game. So long from Brooklyn.
Into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.